foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail be our throng. All hail be our throng. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail be our throng. Be our throng. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet Earth, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live, uninterrupted transmission from the blessed and beloved capital of Biafra land here in Enugu. I have arrived at the capital of Biafra. I have been to our cenotaph that was demolished by the evil forces to offer my prayers to Chukwu Abiama the same way I said that I will when I set my foot upon this very place. It was raining very heavily. When we got to the site of the cenotaph, it was drizzling. It was showers of blessing. I had to offer my prayers and rededicate myself absolutely and comprehensively to this very task before the memory of those that died, before Chukwu Abiama in heaven, and before the congregation and audience of Biafrans all over the world. As I was at the cenotaph, I made a vow to rebuild our cenotaph the same way the temple of Solomon was destroyed in Jerusalem and was rebuilt. To rebuild our cenotaph the same way that Israel was destroyed and came back to life in 1948. To replace our cenotaph and renew and rebuild it to characterize our indomitable style, our indefatigability, our relentlessness, our never say die attitude. We don't accept defeat. We keep going. We have defeated every force before us up until now. Nothing tells me we can defeat cockroaches. Nothing at all whatsoever. If I squash a cockroach, it may stain the floor. All I have to do is to use Shell Tox or Tosa Tosa. Once it's dead and dry, I sweep it away. I won't bother squashing it, because squashing it will lead to a staining of the floor upon which I stand or sit sometimes. I am delighted. I am in the capital of my country. I am in Enugu. I can now categorically announce to humanity that only Chukwu Abiama should accept very graciously and with every ounce of humility the thanks and the grace which I offer as not only a humble servant of Biafra, a child of God, but to Chukwu Abiama for granting me Johnny Mercies to touch the home of my ancestors. Now I have come to Enugu. I can do things that men thought or do things that is impossible to do. Now that we are here, reinforced our belief, obtained permission once again, made sure that the memory of the dead is understood and venerated. This is phase two. The indigenous people of Biafra all over the world will ensure that Biafra will come in truth and honesty. What we have to say to those of them that want to copy us is this. Everybody who has ever attempted to copy our style have failed. All of them. I repeat, anybody who has ever ventured or crossed our path, today is history. We crush and defeat everything before us. Everything we defeat it. Is defeated. I was at our cenotaph. I prayed, and after this very program, network permitting, I will be able, in my characteristic style, offer my thanks publicly to Chukwu Abiama. And of course, provide a supporting picture to that very effect. I am in my country. I am in the capital city of Biafra, arguably one of the holiest places on the face of the earth. A short while ago, I was standing at the holiest spot known to man, where our cenotaph is situated. My pledge, my promise, my vow to heaven must be fulfilled on this very earth. Anybody who knows me, anybody who understands who I am, you will know that I do not relent. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is indefatigable. The family of Biafrans all over the world answering to indigenous people of Biafra are relentless. Ndi ezioku, umu Biafra nime mwon ezioku. We are relentless. We are indomitable. And we are here to restore our country to its full glory. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live. We are direct. And we are coming to you this very day with the time now standing at 11 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening in the capital city of my country. I welcome each and every one of you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Especially our beloved Biafrans on the eastern fringes of this very world. That the appointed time has come that we must redouble and renew our faith, our belief in what we are doing. We don't want to shed blood. Igbo blood, don't we HGM? No, we don't. I don't want to soil my hands with Igbo blood before we go to battle. Very, very important. Satan is tempting me. They want me to order the death of some people, and I won't do that. Satan is tempting me. All I can say to the devil is go behind me. I don't want to kill anybody. They can run to Nigerian police. They can steal my belongings and even give it or claim it has now been taken by the state security services. I know all the plans and all they are planning and all they are doing. trying to sell my whereabouts to the Nigerian government will not give you anything. It will lead you to death very shamefully at that as well. I assure each and every one of you. This is Radio Biafra. I have come to Enugu. In the next 5 or 6 days, our new office will open here. An office that will be untainted. An office that nobody can come into unless they are under oath before Chukwu Abiam and before man on this earth. If you come here, I will take you to our cenotaph. You will take an oath before the memory of the dead. So you may enjoy without time wasting. The era of being very nice to idiots has come and gone. No more era of that nature will come by us again. Right now, we are into freedom fighting. Our phase 2 is commencing. And Chukwu Abiam, I must thank you for all those you are bringing towards us. All the ones you are pointing towards our direction, we are most grateful, including those that provide support to us. Our dear brother in Abuja, a very dedicated follower of Radio Biafra, I will not mention your name. All I can say is that we are grateful, very, very grateful for your support. You understand we are in Biafra land. We need every financial support we can get to continue this very work that nobody else has ever done before. Where we have taken Biafra to today, nobody has ever attempted it. It is Biafra everywhere. Ask our coordinator in Aba. We were there yesterday. Today, he could not stop answering his phone. People I don't know came to me and said, "We heard you are in town." I said, "Come to my hotel." And they came and we met. Because I am not afraid of people. I am without fear before my enemies. And that is how it's going to be forever and ever. Because any day I demonstrate any fear before anybody, even before I go to any place, Chukwu Abiam will withdraw his glory from this very effort. And will crumble like the rest. That is why we must remain without fear before our enemies. Because Chukwu Abiam himself is God. This is Radio Biafra. We are on satellite. Even here in Enugu, we are on satellite. We are also online on radiobiafra.co. We are on ipob.org, ipob.org. We are on tuning.com. We are on radioforest.net. We are on Biafra Restoration. If you are lost indeed, please go to Google and type in Radio Biafra. Ask how you can listen to us. They will point in the right direction. When our lines open, which I am sure it will open, even considering that people have started calling us already, the number to call will forever remain as long as we are here in Biafra land. 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. The other number as well, our universal number is +44 208 133 9976 +44 208 133 9976. We are on Tango. We are also on Viber. If you call us on Skype, we are also there. Radio Biafra is the first Skype ID, and the second one is Radio Biafra 1. We are also on the coordinator's line, which happens to be Rapid Response 68 for all the principal officers of state of the indigenous people of Biafra. I welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and the commander of all her forces, those of them who recognize the essence of discipline of application, those of them who understand a centralized uniform command structure delivered or designed to deliver the type of result that we're asking for, which is Biafra. I welcome you. If there is any interruption, where they have asked me to stay, I am not too far away from a generating set. I am not too far away. Please, if the noise is interfering, you must understand the part of the world that we are in. I am in Enugu, our capital. As I said earlier, I have gone to Chukwu Abiam to offer to him everything that I am. I have also rededicated, reapplied re-enthused and re-energized my body, my mind, my soul, and my spirit to this very battle that is to come. We cannot avoid it. They are killing us. Hausa people are in Owerri killing our people as we speak. They are making every discernible attempt to destroy the fabric of our existence as a people, and we cannot tolerate that. We cannot countenance it. Now is the time. I called for Senegal. I called for the UAE to prepare the army to return here, because this place is falling apart. It is our responsibility to lead our people into whatever battle that we recommend that they go into. We have not come in peace. We are going to fight our enemies, both those within and without, to ensure that our victory is total. They have their meetings all over the place. They have meetings in Germany. They mention IPOB, Radio Biafra. They talk about Nnamdi Kanu. How foolish can they be? Chukwu Abiyama asked me to come. Chukwu Abiyama determined that I should come, not man. Therefore, everything that we do, even some of the things that we do, it is not for an undiscerning human mortal to be able to understand, because we are led by the Spirit. That is why we go and we come. Anyije anyalota nihina kanyedocha. Our incorruptibility is bare for all to see. We remain whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. We are incorruptible. Incorruptible. We don't have money, that is true. But there is nothing we want that we cannot acquire. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever. Our people must understand this. If you are not in the know, you will not know. If you are not privileged, we cannot give you our secret. We are working very, very hard, assiduously hard here on the ground to deliver on the things that we promised our people, which is complete and total liberation from the clutches of the iniquitous creation by Frederick Lugard that brought darkness over the lives of the children of the light. We must reverse it, or else we are doomed to failure. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, I must welcome you. Once again, I'm reporting this very evening that there was a fracas somewhere in Owerri earlier today. A boy was stabbed. The brother retrieved the knife and killed the Hausa assailant. They mobilized their brothers and their sisters at Obinze barracks, not too far from Owerri, and they descended upon our people, sacking stores, in short, imposing a curfew. And Okorocha is there. Only Okorocha has the right to impose a curfew, but this one was imposed by Hausa Fulani men in military uniforms, armed with AK-47, molesting our people on the streets of Owerri. And people ask us, why do you need weapons? They now can see why. Maybe Chukwu Abiyama is delaying this whole process to let you people see what he showed to us many years ago. You are going to suffer. You are going to die if you do not take time. That is why we ask our people to become reasonable and sensible. We need weapons. Our people are dying here. Our people are dying. From Aba to Enugu, the checkpoints on the road is uncountable. They have armored personnel carriers. They have every instrument of intimidation. They have every instrument of harassment. They have every instrument to try to destroy the fabric of our morale, break our spirit, render us asunder. In the process, we become hopeless and cowardly. We must reverse that here. Nobody goes to Aba to film Aba, but we did in broad daylight. The army vehicles were going past. Nobody dared to speak to residents on the streets in Aba, and we did that. Enugu will be no different. I have come with my people. The real, genuine Biafrans, die hard and hardcore, they are with me. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. I will wait for the barrister to join me, if he hasn't already joined me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, whenever he is chanced or privileged, I will welcome him to speak to Biafrans from all over the world. wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, I welcome you once again. This is your station. This is Radio Biafra. This is the only platform that unifies our people. We set up Radio Biafra before we set up a Facebook group. I repeat, we set up Radio Biafra before a Facebook group. The reason why we set up our Facebook group is to make use of the social media to propagate our message, because BBC will not carry it. NTA, I'm explaining the reason why, because some people are too daft to understand it. Because the major media of the world will not carry our news, and our budget is not that high. We used Facebook as well to disseminate information regarding the coming of Biafra, in truth and honesty. I speak the truth always. That was a pledge, an oath I took in Jerusalem, to speak the truth always, even if it leads to my death. I must speak the truth. That is why Chukwu Abiama loves me. Simple as that. We opened up Facebook to make sure that millions of people receive our message without us paying for it. And we opened Facebook before any other person. No other person. It was Radio Biafra London. That is why it is the largest in the world. That is why it is the largest. Don't try to copy us. You can't succeed. You cannot. I'm telling you the truth, you can't. Jokwandimere Radio, what happened to them? They can't. They never succeeded. Because they don't have the mental strength nor capacity. They cannot do what we do. To wake up in the morning as early as 5 a.m. in the morning, prepare for program, attend meetings, take telephone calls, travel all the way to Enugu with all the useless roads that they have, with all the annoying checkpoints that litter everywhere, to come into Enugu even without the benefit of electricity, to go to our cenotaph to offer praise to Chukwu Abiama, to come down and to broadcast, requires something extraordinary. Something extraordinary, I said. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome you from wherever you are around the face of this very planet. I must therefore proceed to bring to your attention, to your knowledge, our news headlines and accompanying news summary. I have already explained that there was an incident at Owerri today. Rochas Okrocha went to Niger Republic and brought Islam into Owerri. He imported APC thugs into Owerri to intimidate, to kill our people. I told you about Rochas Okrocha. You did not want to listen. Now a Hausa person is dead, one other person critically injured in Owerri because of Rochas Okrocha. Anybody I point to, the person is a bad person. I told you about Rochas. Where is he today? People are fighting APC thugs. You go to Aba, they were there at my hotel as well. Where I stayed, there were Hausa people there. APC, they have come to rig elections for the Islamic Brotherhood. We must continue. Adamawa crash, up to $6 million in cash. We are intentionally burnt with the helicopter to cover up evidence. More money being looted. They said there is no money austerity measure. There was an aircraft that crashed in Adamawa. Inside the aircraft was over $6 million. $6 million in cash that Jonathan is presiding over. They are like squirrel. Squirreling away everything. Nobody believes in the zoo because the zoo is ending. And all these recruits on the roadside, in the police, in the Kotoma, in the Juno Porozo, recruit. Sergeant, what do you call them? OC, whatever it's called. Your guy is looting the money from this place and stashing it abroad. The children are abroad. After all, this is a country where a politician, the wife gets pregnant and they travel to America to give birth to the child because they want the baby to have a U.S. passport. And he's a senator. House of Assembly member, House of Reps member. Your wife is pregnant. You claim you love Nigeria so much, but when your wife is pregnant, you fly her overseas so that they can come back with foreign passport. Hypocritical nationalism. I can't stand it. We are reporting today that $6 million was burnt as part of the cover-up relating to the Adamawa crash, helicopter crash. More bombs will go off to prevent President Jonathan from seeking re-election. what we are saying in essence is that Jonathan, President Goodluck Jonathan, Bel Azikiwe, whatever his name is, will hasten your death, some of you. Even the ones in Owerri. The ones scattered all over the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Jonathan running for office again means death for some of you. You will all die off. Go and mark it somewhere. Go and bring your pen and paper. When we speak, write it down. If in doubt, you Google it. Bomb blast Abuja hospitals. Lament government's refusal to redeem pledges. Bomb blast in Abuja. Everywhere is going up in flames. People don't quite appreciate or understand it. They will not understand it. Hundreds of soldiers lead Named, Boko Haram sponsor. Sorry, they lead the named. It shouldn't be in capitals. That is the reason why. The N is in block capitals. It shouldn't be that way. That is somebody's name is a noun. Named is not a noun. So it should be in small letter. N. Hundreds of soldiers lead named Boko Haram sponsor Modu Sheriff into Maiduguri. They lead him into Maiduguri. Maybe to go and point out where Shekau is. Man rise to Yedepo. After winners, pastor snatches his wife. What type of news is this? This is not befitting of Radio Biafra. Governor Oji presents staff of office to 35 royal fathers. 35 kings in one place. 35. Not all, in fact, they're over 4,000. Every family has a royal head. All in an effort to balkanize, to bastardize. That is why Abba cannot be united to rise against Odoji. How many Ezes do you have in Abba? Over 170. Over 170. What these people are doing, started from Ojizo Kalo, now to this Odoji. These people. Update. Rival cults attack school in Niger State. People are dying. Even those, they cut off their legs and their hands. Things are happening in the zoo. Death every blessed day. I am sure that David Cameron is enjoying this, which leads us quite perfectly to the very fact that the UK Parliament has been evacuated. Evacuated? Yes, they have. Why? Because they are afraid of Islamic bombs going off. Afraid. As we report today also that the Daily Mirror, is it the Daily Mirror? Yes, it's the Daily Mirror. In England is reporting that they have now told police officers not to wear their uniforms anymore. Only when they are strictly on duty. Because Muslims are looking for them to cut off their heads. I told Britain you will suffer. You supported Islam against us. You will suffer. A Saudi man divorces... No, we don't... He saw the wife's face for the very first time. There is also Ebola outbreak. Sierra Leonean doctor dies in the U.S., a Sierra Leonean black doctor is dead in the U.S. White doctors are alive. No white doctor is dead. All black doctors are dead in America. Obama is a black president. Obama is like a biblical plague upon Africa. And black people are dying. White people are surviving. I asked Dr. Oge Odozokwe, who is a medical doctor, and one of us. I said to Dr. Oge Odozokwe, can you please tell me if there is any physiological difference between a white and a black person? And he said no. None whatsoever. Only that black women can give birth to babies more easily than white women because of perhaps the configuration of the pelvic bones. I don't know. I'm not an expert. Dr. Oge Odozokwe, who is an expert in the medical field, told us that there is no difference between black and white. How come white doctors are alive? Black doctors from Africa are dying. Can somebody please explain? Go and ask Obama and he will tell you. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. We are live, we are direct, please. This is Radio Biafra PM edition of the 17th of November on a day that I arrived at the capital of my country. I am in Enugu, broadcasting live to the rest of humanity, wherever you are. This is your platform where you learn, where we exchange views and ideas, where we make sure that the truth is spoken in an unadulterated manner. where we know that Chukwu Abiama is God, and we shall praise him forever and ever. 6 boxes of FX currency, which is the Forex currency, were discovered burnt within the ashes of the helicopter crash in Yola. Who was it meant for? 6 boxes of about $1 million each. 6 boxes, $1 million each, in a place where they use the naira. Poor people use naira. The very rich, filthy, corrupt, kleptomaniac politicians, they trade in dollars. But they say that naira is the currency. But their preferred currency of loot is dollars. What is $6 million cash doing in an aircraft that was meant to be on military duty? Maybe they were flying it from Alex Bade's house. They were flying it away from his house and it crashed. They are claiming it is Forex money when Boko Haram came to take over that very place. 2 white passengers and 2 military men were on board. Weapons and ammunition were loaded in the aircraft. Witnesses were driven from the scene as the passengers ordered it to be set on fire. This is holding one of the people are actually holding one of the burnt bank notes. This person wrote, his name is Mahmoud. I am Mahmoud. This is me holding one of the burnt bank notes. What is foreign currency doing on a military helicopter in Ugwawosa? What is the foreign currency doing on a military helicopter? Obama said they are sending technical observers and whatever, and they are stealing billions upon billions. Every day, every helicopter you see flying is carrying dollars inside. If you can shoot it down, please shoot it down. If it falls in your back garden, you will become a millionaire. Because there's every chance they use helicopters to move money from their houses because they don't even trust the banks. That is why. That is exactly what is going on. There is a loot flight from the zoo. People are stealing the treasury dry. They are flying all the looted funds abroad. People are dying. People are suffering. Aba is a refuse dump. And they are stealing money belonging to everybody. And they are taking it abroad. How sad is that? The bank note is there for all to see. It was burnt and very, very evident. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will soon open. And when it does, we will be able to take calls from our people from all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that our line is uninterrupted, which it is. I believe, and that our broadcast is going out to the rest of humanity uninterrupted. As always, we welcome you. Please go and welcome your friends as well. We come to you twice every day, in the morning, 8 a.m., in the evening, 8 p.m. We are here not just to propagate the gospel, but to unite the family of Biafrans all over the world. Those of them who are hardcore believers, those of them who are diehard Biafrans, to come here to carry out this very necessary assignment that Chukwu Abiama have asked us to carry out. We continue to report today. Bomb blast in Abuja as hospital laments. Hospital is lamenting. I believe that the barrister has joined me before I go any further with the news headlines. If I am not mistaken, that is. I will go to the barrister, as eminent as he is, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, to please come in and participate in this very program. Barrister, if you can hear me, please do give me some seconds. I do not know where this is. I need to be able to find it. I need this. Please, no, not that one. Please, this very one. I do not know where it is. I can't find it. I have it now with me. I have it right from my hands. Please, Barrister, if you can bear with me, I will be able to have it connected. Barrister, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director.
Please proceed. The world is also listening. Barrister, I am in our capital. I have gone to pray, Barrister, at our cenotaph, as I told Chukwu Abiama that I will. I have prayed at the ruins of our cenotaph, and my pledge and my vow is to have it rebuilt, and we shall do so as quickly as possible. The whole world is listening right across the face of this very earth. Barrister, please proceed.
Director, good evening, and welcome back to our capital city, Enugu. You said so. You said once you get there, you're going straight to the cenotaph which you built, and you have arrived there. Director, before I can greet anybody, of course I've greeted you, before I can go further ahead to greet anybody, I have to add on to this particular news. Since morning, BBC has been carrying on this news by Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, that everybody should arm themselves against Boko Haram. This news has been on from morning till up to today, this evening. Sanusi Lamido Sanusi. Remember earlier, Atiku was telling us everybody should arm themselves. Before that, it was our own brother, Emmanuel, Iwanyang, Hadel, and Enik, who called the whole governors, it's about time the Igbo stand up. This morning, Atiku said the same. Since morning, BBC have been saying Sanusi Lamido Sanusi have been telling everybody that they should arm themselves against Boko Haram. Director, I will leave that. You are the one that will tell us the news. When I come back, I should be able to do the analysis. However, let me go on and now greet Biafran. Wherever you are, I say good evening to you, fellow Biafrans, those in the east, west, north, or south. I greet all of you and thank you. Those who remained with us and those who are steadfast. Those who believe that Biafra must come. We told you that that particular corrupted, expired contraption called zoo will devour itself. It's beginning. It is beginning. That is why you hear 6 million here, 6 million there. They want to steal it dry. But I tell you this, nothing can ever make Biafra land go dry. Because Chukwu Abiam instituted this particular country. The nation that has anything and everything in it, no matter what they steal, they can never steal what we have. What Chukwu Abiam put underneath inside our soil, which one are you going to steal? Are you going to steal the gas? Are you going to steal the coal? Or are you going to steal oil? In Port Harcourt, in Akwa Ibom, in Imo State, in Anambra? Or are you going to steal the one in Ogoni? Or are you going to steal the one in Emene? Or the one in Awomama? Or the one in Umuahia? Biafra land is a land blessed by Chukwu Abiam. We are proud of where we came from. 6 million, 6 billion, they can steal. But Biafra will remain unshakable. We are happy. And I tell you this, director, I said, Goodluck Jonathan should go and contest, even if he has to go and contest for the fourth time, it doesn't matter. Because that is what is bringing about the destruction of that zoo. Something has to bring about something so that what was written in the book of Isaiah will come to fulfillment. This is what is coming. Chukwu Abiam will bring something to something, so that something will bring about something. The Englishman will tell you, accidents do not just happen. It follows via the sequences of events. Because here, we tell you, we educate you, we learn from you. We tell you that every problem gravitates to its solution. That's why we are Radio Biafra. I welcome all of you, wherever you are, please do not forget to turn off your listening devices. We have new ones, because I've been preaching about Biafra and Radio Biafra. I've given quite a lot of people our site. Tune in, and I'm sure as we talk, those people are listening as we talk. They will participate. Biafra will soon come, because Biafra is a land that welcomes everything they can have, even our enemies. If you listen quietly, you will learn. We don't discriminate. We don't scam anybody. All we need from you is, what is your name and where are you calling from? And where is your origin? That is all we know. A lot of people, they fake their names. We don't care. Only when you talk, then we will know where you're coming from. We don't have to know who you are. You can frame and claim whatever you are, but by their fruits, we shall know all of them. We thank you, fellow Biafrans. Those who believe in Biafra, those who believe in the restoration of Biafra, those who believe that our people should not be killed unnecessarily. As we talk, they are being killed. They are dying. Now, Sanusi Lamido, Sanusi Lamido, Sanusi Lamido is now telling us that you can arm yourself. What does that mean? It means that it's anarchy in that particular nation. Goodluck Jonathan is no longer in power. So, Biafran, you have been told to defend yourself. Director, I leave you to carry on with the news. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much. The voice, the very unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law. I will proceed by way of recap our headlines this very evening, the evening of the 17th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, on a day that we are coming to you live since my return from our capital city, Enugu. I have been to the cenotaph to pray. I have gone to worship Chukwu Abiama. In the place I said, I will always worship you. I will come to this place until my dying day to worship you because you are God. And I have done so today. I have done so. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting what has been going on. Owerri is boiling. If you know anybody there, go and ask them. Owerri is seriously boiling as we speak, because a Hausa man stabbed a Biafran and the brother took the knife and revenged. The Hausa man is critically injured, presumed dead. And Hausa Fulani people who are soldiers mobilized against our people in Owerri. There is very serious tension in Owerri as we speak. Bomb blast in Abuja. Abuja hospitals lament government's refusal to redeem pledges. And we are also reporting that many more bombs will go off as long as Jonathan remains in power. Many more will die. Jonathan reminds me of a man called Mohamed Siad Barre, the former president of Somalia. Mohamed Siad Barre refused to leave office and his people died. Not only did they die, Somalia's civilization was plunged back 1,000 years, that now they are truly black Africans in every ramification. We continue with our news in detail. The Chief Medical Director, CMD, of the University of Abuja Teaching Hospital, UATH, Dr. Peter Alabi, has accused the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, of refusing to pay the 20 million medical bills of the core members who were treated for injuries sustained during the 2011 bomb blast at the INEC office in Suleja, Niger State. Speaking with journalists in Abuja over the weekend, Alabi said since 2010, when Abuja first experienced bomb blast, the hospital's experience was nothing to write home about. He said during the 2011 INEC bombing in Suleja, we expended well over 22 million naira on the victims, and as I speak to you, we got only 2 million naira from INEC. They have voted for the rest, but somebody has stolen it. The zoo is a place of criminals. Everybody here is a rogue. That is why they think that we are criminals too, and we are not, because we are incorruptible. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. Somehow, some people who claim they are Biafrans, they are doing Biafra in truth and honesty. They think we are awash with millions. That is why they want me to come and spend money anyhow on every rubbish. How mistaken they were. How mistaken they were. Whatever they have done with my car. Anyway, let's continue. I hope they haven't stolen and sold it. I just sincerely hope not. I hope not. All the meetings being held at EK Defense Space, I'm aware of it. All the meetings being called in Germany, I am aware of it. I don't say these things, but I am aware of every meeting they attend abroad or here at home. Even the one that the zoo government is planning in Abuja, I am aware of it. Everything from Rocha to Korocha to EK Defense to all of them holding meetings about APC. Trying to assassinate me, I am aware of it. All of you are finished. Finished. You'll be cleaned out in 1 hour. Only 1 hour, you'll all be gone. Ask those who have been following me since I came back. Only 1 hour. Don't hold meetings for me. Those of them at our office here in Enugu, don't join the enemies of Biafra to bring about your own death, one after the other. Don't try anything stupid. I'm aware of everything from top to bottom. I am aware of everything from top to bottom. Just return my car. That's all I'm asking. don't sell my car, return it, or else. If you want to practice criminality, it's not with Biafran property. Not with Biafran property. My car is not meant to be stolen. They have set fire to our office. You cannot steal my car. Very, very important that you understand it very, very clearly. This is Radio Biafra. Anybody that knows these people, tell them to return my car. Tell them to return my car. They have stolen my car, telling me that Nigeria security came looking for me at our office. That SARS came to our office to look for me. And they couldn't find me and they took my car. That I should come to SARS office and take my car. What have I got to do with SARS? Am I an armed robber? If you know these people, tell them to bring back my car. Bring back my car. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. More bombs will go off to prevent President Jonathan from seeking re-election. There will allegedly be an increase in bombings across the zoo to prevent President Goodluck Jonathan from contesting the 2015 general presidential elections. Rather, there are indications that the recent declaration of the President Goodluck Jonathan camp for the 2015 presidential ticket is likely to cause more bombings so as to scare him from the race. It has been gathered by a Yoruba cowardly newspaper, authoritatively rather, as they claim, from an intelligence report made available to the presidency, that the recent upsurge in bombings in the country was to cause destabilization and unsettle the president. The source disclosed that the report was one of the reasons that had made the president to delay his declaration until last week Tuesday. The intelligence report revealed that the bombings were in an effort to label the president as not being capable to rule the country in 2015. Many more will die, of course. Boko Haram is on the march. Buhari, Babangida, Atiku are their sponsors, and nothing is stopping them. Islam wants to come here. APC are shipping down their thugs and killers all the way from the zoo and Niger Republic borders, and they're bringing them to Owerri. And we have seen what resulted today. They are everywhere, armed to the teeth. We are the only ones cowering away in the corner. We want to change all of that. All of it must change. We continue. Hundreds of soldiers led by a serving colonel of the Zoo Army provided cover for the former Borno State Governor Ali Modu Sheriff, who stormed Maiduguri yesterday to strategize ahead of next year's election. I'm not interested in this rubbish. An army colonel escorting somebody. Only in the zoo. Engineer, please call us back. Call me back if you can. Abia State Governor Chief Theodore Oji has presented staff of office to 35 traditional rulers to replace those that died in their various autonomous communities, presenting 35 dead within 1 year. Presenting the new monarchs, they are not monarchs, please, English language. They are not crowned heads. You only crown a person, a monarch, where that is hereditary. And the Bwenwes, we don't have a king. We have leaders. That is what we have. Anybody pretending he or she is a king is wasting their time. This man crowned, this Theodore, you don't know him. Go to Aba, you will see him. If you want to go to Aba and clean, this is what I find astonishing. If you go to Aba and you want to clean the rubbish on the road, you have to give them bribe to clean Aba up. They are meant to clean it, the government or whatever parastatal they have there, the local government, they don't clean the street. Now you take your shovel, you want to clean the street. Remember sanitation and environmental that they were doing. Clean up every last Friday. If you come out, they take money from you, they kill you, everything. How about Aba? Go to Aba and weep. If you go to Aba, you will be thanking Michael Jackson wherever he is. It was Aba that made me to realize that Michael Jackson is right all the time. By trying to elongate his nose, bleach his skin, and put on long hair. If you go to Aba, as a black person, you will commit suicide. If you have the strength and the energy. I'm telling you the truth. If you go to Aba, you will see what is happening. You will witness deprivation of the kind you will never in life encounter. It is horrendous. It is horrible. Theodology is busy dishing out certificates. 35 new monarchs. They all want you to be like Hausa Fulani people. Rival calls attack school in Niger State. And somebody sent me information about how Wole Soyinka started pirating universities in the zoo. Cowardly Yoruba people. Niger State Police Command said the attackers of Lamawa Secondary School in Minna were hoodlums, not gunmen as earlier stipulated or speculated. Rather, Limawa Primary and Secondary Schools in Minna, Niger State, came under attack on Monday by suspected cultists. Of course, they are not. They are gunmen. Spokesperson for the police in the state, Ibrahim Gambari, and said that the morning attack on students of the school was a clash between two rival groups of hoodlums from Soje and Pankungu areas of the town. Hoodlums, let these people get together and fight the police and the army. They are the ones making you hoodlums. It was the governor of the state that turned your life upside down the way it is today, that you are a mere hoodlum. And now Britain is paying the price. Of course, they have to, as their parliament has been evacuated after suspected package was found. A large part of parliament was evacuated today in Britain after a bomb scare. Offices in Portcullis House, which houses, sorry, it's called Portcullis House. You know, is that bulletproof building that is postmodernist, I think. Directly beside the Parliament building, it's called the Court of somebody. It's not St. James's Palace is called. Yes, St. James's Palace. That's what the Parliament is called. There is that office that is bulletproof, the glass mortar office there. That is one that got the evacuated people. It's bombproof anyway, but they sent people out because of the suspected package. They are afraid of Islam. Britain, Unilekwanya, Russia, these are the people, the Islamic people that you gave the zoo over to. Now they are hunting you down like quarries and you're running away. Your love affair with Islam will soon come to an end. That is why I like Republicans in America. That's why I love them. They don't take rubbish. They don't tolerate nonsense. Look at Obama from Democrats, how useless they are. Useless, appeasers. Churchill went to war with Hitler because he said appeasement never pays off. I'm talking about the USA and Obama. Ebola outbreak. A Sierra Leonean doctor dies in the US. A surgeon from Sierra Leone who was being treated for Ebola in the US has died. A Nebraska hospital announced he has died. White doctors are alive, posing with mayors and taking photographs. All black people are dying. We cannot dwell on this news that much. But people have something to think about. The president of America is a black man. Obama is a black man. Black people are dying in America while white people are living. That tells you something, doesn't it? Despite getting huge amounts of Western aid, nearly one in four Palestinian Arabs support ISIS. They support them. Consistency, at least, I give that to them. They support them. But also, do I support Israel? Wholeheartedly, with my whole life, I support Israel. Even my father's name is Israel. So what do you expect? This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation and our news summary this evening. I also will welcome the barrister back. Before that, I will go to Engineer Iranya, who also happens to be a PhD holder in engineering as well, working in Houston, Texas, in the oil and gas sector. And you, Wendy, mind here, we have intellectuals here. This is Radio Biafra. Iranya, can you hear me?
Perfectly well, Director. Can you confirm that you can hear me?
Same here. Please go ahead.
All right. Greetings from Houston, Texas. My name is Mazi Iranya Clifford Chukwuemeka. I am the coordinator of coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra who are also known as freedom fighters. I greet most especially the director of Radio Biafra and the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the sovereign state of Biafra, Mazi Nnamdi. Comrade Nnamdi Kanu, I greet all Biafran, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. I have a few announcements to make. First of all, I would like to enlighten Biafrans and even friends of Biafra on who we are. Like I earlier mentioned, we are freedom fighters. We are not a democratic organization. I repeat, indigenous people of Biafra under the leadership of Comrade Nnamdi Kanu are freedom fighters. We are not democratic organization. Membership is voluntary, but once you join, you are subject to command and control. I repeat, it is very voluntary for you to be part of us, but if you become part of us, you are subject to command and control. And under command and control, two things are absolutely necessary. If you want to belong to this venerable body, you must have two things in you. Number one, discipline. And number two, absolute loyalty at all times. The second thing I want to talk about is oath taking. I want to announce to Biafrans here that the reason why Ifeanyi Okoye Onwukike said that he will not take directive from the directorate, head of directorate of state, Muazi Uchenna Nasiemu, was because he has not taken oaths. That's what he said. He said Uchenna Nasiemu has not taken oaths. You know.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, hold on that. Hold on.
Yes, we continue as soon as engineer is able to get back to us. We will no doubt continue. All he needs to do is to indicate his readiness.
Okay,
and
director, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you back now?
Yes, I'm back.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, so he said is because Ifeanyi Okoye said that he cannot take direction from the head of directorate of state because he has not taken oaths, that he has to be under oaths. And now, the same Ifeanyi Okoye Onwukike and his group are kicking against oath taking when we have taken oaths.
Please, engineer.
Yes.
Don't mention they're not relevant.
Okay.
Please, no. Don't mention. And you know, in phase two, we are at home on the ground. We don't need any. Umokoko don't have any place here. Let us stop giving them credence. They are not worth it.
Director, let me continue.
Please go ahead.
What I wanted to say is that the oath-taking exercise started with the director of Radio Biafra himself in my own house in Houston, witnessed by my children, my wife, Martin Chilobe, and Iken Nawanonoyi. In our very presence, the director took oaths. So it is not a question of we are taking, and he did it in my own house in Houston, in the presence of my family and the national coordinator of USA, who is now the continental rep, and the zonal coordinator of Austin Martin Chilobe. So it is mandatory for every officer of state to take oaths. I mean every, right from the last person to the highest person. That's number two. Number three I have there is that I want all the continental reps to send me a list, an Excel spreadsheet of all their active members, country by country, zone by zone. I said Excel spreadsheet. I didn't say in Word document. Send me a total list of all your active members, zone by zone, in an Excel spread sheet. That document should reach me on or before Thursday, which is the Thursday this week. I need that document Thursday this week. Also, I would like Chuks Ikedigwe and Sylvia Chiwa. I know they are listening. Chuks Ikedigwe and Sylvia Chiwa to give me a log of everybody that calls Radio Biafra every day and where they are calling from. I repeat, Chuks Ikedigwe and Sylvia Chiwa to keep a log of everybody that calls Radio Biafra and where they are calling from. They should send that to me immediately after the broadcast of each of the sessions, starting from Friday morning. Now, the fourth thing I want to talk about, Director, is on the need for continental reps to set up financial committee in each country. they should set up financial committee in each country. The model that the IPOB in Germany set up, they should follow that. And they should send me that list by Friday, November 20th. They should send it to my inbox. I have already sent my email account to all the continental reps on their Skype as well as on their Facebook inbox. Europe continental rep is Chika, Edozium Asia, Lebedimoine, Africa, Gochukwela Zubike, Middle East, Amecho Tosoro, Americas, Ikenna, Wanone. They have all received my email addresses in their respective Skype account and inboxes in Facebook. So they should not claim ignorance of my email account. So I need them to send me the names of all the active members of IPOB in their continents in Excel spreadsheet. I repeat, in Excel spreadsheet. Secondly, they need to form the Financial Council Committee in each country and send me their name as well. I need the Excel spreadsheet by Thursday the 19th, and I need the Financial Committee list by Friday, November the 20th. Also, Director, I want Udechukwu Christian Iwuagwu, my brother in London, Udechukwu Christian Iwuagwu, to call me immediately after the broadcast. Udechukwu Christian Iwuagwu, I know you are listening, or if you are listening and you are his friend, if he's not listening, call him, inbox him, send him a message that he needs to call me immediately after this broadcast. Udechukwu Christian Iwuagwu. Please, Mazi Omiomio, give me 45 minutes before you call me so that I will discuss some issues with Christian Udechukwu Iwuagwu after the broadcast. And Mazi Nlebedim Onyinye, the Asian rep, must call me tomorrow before the PM broadcast. Nlebedim Onyinye, you must call me tomorrow before the PM broadcast. I would also like to use this opportunity, Director, to acknowledge the good works our sister, Ifeoma Linda Chimuba, is doing in Sweden. I am seeing her works, and I know she is a great Biafran. And finally, Director, I would like to use this opportunity to reiterate that IPOB, led by Comrade Nnamdi Kanu, will never
I'm a Mazi. Comrade is an English word. Okay. I don't like Mazi. English words. Mazi Nnamdi Kanu is my name.
Sorry, Director.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Director. Eweliwe. I want to use this opportunity to announce to Biafran that the IPOB led by Mazi Nnamdi Kanu will never promise what they cannot do. What am I talking about? We will never ever promise taking Obasanjo, Gowon and Co. to the International Criminal Court on genocide charges, because the crime was committed before year 2000, and therefore it cannot be is inadmissible at ICC. I repeat, any crime committed before year 2000 cannot be brought before ICC. Therefore, we will never promise to prosecute these people at ICC. Why am I saying this? Bilie is going about through the 27-year-old boy called Asuzu Chinezu Peters, requesting Biafrans to contribute money to take Obasanjo and Co. to ICC. This is pure 419 of the highest order.
Why is that? Because ICC do not entertain any cases that predate it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, because it was formed actually in 1998, but it was in 2001 that it was ratified. So anything that happened before that time, it cannot entertain it. And the crime committed by Obasanjo and Gowon was done between 67 and 70, which is way, way before that year 2001. And we are freedom fighters. Aina Zata Chala, before Anya Atawute, we get the ground before we start to spread the mat. We want to get Biafra first before we start talking about prosecuting people. So anybody going about asking you to contribute money to take to IC is a 419er. In IPOB, led by Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, we do practical things. We don't go about asking for money to go to ICC. Director, let me stop by now. I'm already late in my staff meeting, but I will come back in the next 1 hour and continue to listen.
Of course you will. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister is with me. Is that correct? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
You will proceed, please, Barrister, without hesitation. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. The NBC people will say that somebody is okay, Mado. That Dr. Engineer Iruanya okay, Mado, is somebody who, if you like, you can call him an equity. He knows when he's talking. He will give you full and advance notice. It's like when he's about to fight you, he will tell you, I'm after you, get ready. Dr. Engineer Ayuoke Mado. You're a good man. Good evening, Director. Let me take on from all the news you've been reading and what is happening in the Yazoo and, of course, in Biafra land. Especially
Iwere. Iwere, Barrister.
Iwere, Director. Especially IE, where I came from. Retaliation without any hesitation. There we don't believe in Aso Briuku, he just hooked me here and I have to go and call my daddy and my mommy. There and there we will retaliate, we don't take prisoners. Anowere, we don't hesitate in going forward. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram attempting to injure my own human being, my own particular brother. What do you think they will do? They will react to the they would even double the action. Director, you see, Lamido Sanusi, and Atiku, the houses are now full up. They are saturated in weapons and weapons of mass destruction. Now they are telling us, you guys get yourself equipped. Do not allow Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. But then again, when you turn over the coin, they've done us a little bit of goodness. By time out, get yourself equipped. Because our own brothers are telling the world, do not equip Biafrans. Stand idle by, if you like, ugly by. Let Hausa Fulani Boko Haram kill you. That's what the preachers, our brothers, were telling us a few weeks ago. That our own people should stay idle by while we are being killed. Now, Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, and Atiku, get yourself armed. Last week, our own brother, Iwanya, was telling us, all you guys have to do, Biafran, governors, get yourself ready. Do not waste time in getting yourself armed. And this is what Radio Biafra has been clamoring for, that we cannot stand by while these people continuously kill us. And they are doing this with impunity. They are not looking back. They do not care. Whatever we are thinking or whatever we are saying, they are killing us. Now, the same house of Fulani Boko Haram are telling us, do not stand by and wait for us to come and grab you. Because when the director was reading the news earlier, he says that the Boko Haram are on their way to Enugu. But of course, they said so. If we carry on behaving as if we are still in slumber and we are still asleep, they will carry on. They are already in our states. They are already in our villages. Now, some few days ago, they tried Irete. Irete is Nawari. Now, they came again and tried the main Owerri itself. Even in Irete, they did not keep quiet. They reacted. Now, they came to main Owerri town to try their few tricks. And no, we don't take rubbish. We don't. Because whenever you try shooting us before your hands are down, we knock you down. That is what the people are known for. We don't take bribe. We are not into this money issue. Every average Owerri man is happy with what he has. We are not known to be millionaires or people who are into business. With the little we have, we are proud of who we are. So Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, beware. Owerri was taken twice during the Nigerian-Biafra war. Twice Owerri was taken. And Owerri reacted twice. And I will urge every state in Biafra land, be like Owerri people. Do not look back. Do not take no prisoners. Do not allow Hausa Fulani Boko Haram to come to your own soil to intimidate you. dislodge them with the guns they have. Dislodge them. Take the guns away from them and shoot them. They can only try you once. Dislodge them. Somebody coming to kill you, what do? You have to use whatever you have to fight back. The law recognizes this. It's called self-defense. Director, we've come to a stage now whereby we can no longer be preaching and talking this or that. We have reached a climax where action has to face the opposite action. We have to react. We have to go into reactionary measures, not talking, not preaching. We've done enough, and it's about time, because they are bringing this back home. They are bringing this insult. It's coming too close to the, too close to bear. And we cannot carry on talking on air. Boko Haram is not talking. They are gradually seeping in into our territories. I spoke to our people. Do not wait anymore. If you can grab Tiago, maybe you won't kill one or two people, but you, the rest will kill him or kill his family. Our people have taken a lot of shit and rubbish from those who think that that particular place belongs to them. And no country belongs to no single individual. A country belongs to those who dwell in it. The inhabitants, not three individuals who elected themselves. I believe they should propose whatever they have over others. Dear friends, it's about time all of you stand up and wake up. We've been taken for a ride for far too long. Director, I wait here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And well spoken. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. If you wish to call Radio Biafra, you know what to do. The line is always there, very consistent. It never, ever changes. It's always the same. As soon as you call us on Skype, we will be able to take your call. Anyhow you wish to do it, we will be able to answer you. Let us try and see who is on the line here. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Can you hear me, sir?
Of course I can. Go ahead. If I can't, I will let you know. Go ahead.
Thanks, my director. My director, good evening, sir.
Good evening. I can hear you. Go ahead. No, I can't hear them anymore. Let's go to the phone line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can I don't know why we don't turn the systems down. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me. My goodness. This happens sometimes, you know. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The same thing again today. This fool or idiot calls and never says anything. He never says anything. I can hear people on the background, but he never says anything. So I am also going to allow him to remain there since calls can come over him. The caller on
Hello,
the
director. Good evening.
Good evening. Anytime you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down.
Good evening, director. My name is Sondeko Michael, calling from Akwa Ibom State.
From Akwa Ibom State, go ahead.
Yes, director. I'm now in Anambra State, director, at Okija. Director, I have in Enugu. I wish you a welcome in Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Director, I'm very happy to hear your voice today. I'm very, very happy, director. As you now at Enugu State, we wish you successful. Director, I heard what happened today at the wedding. Director.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, we have lost them. Maybe the network is a bit weak. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? What's happening? Our calls are falling through. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is happening. Let's see who's on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Amazing stuff.
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. My name is Emma Naji. I have from Okunano in Biafra land. Okunano in Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm calling from United Arab Emirates.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I thank Chukwabiama for the Jordan Mercy from Aba to Enugu. And I thank you very much for the good work the Chukwabiama is using you to do for the people of Biafra land. My comment is on the news of the Sanusi or whatever he called himself. He's urging us, we Biafrans, to arm ourselves. A lot of people don't pay attention to this issue of invaders proceeding down to our Biafra land to devour us. Because a lot of people down here, when we talk to them, they think it's a child play because it has not got into their neighborhood. But I assure them, if they sit and keep sitting behind without working with us or without doing something, these people will overrun our land. And I thank Chukwuebiamah that such will not happen. This very man, an influential Muslim leader, has spoken again today. Keep on telling us. We know that they have acquired a lot of weapon. They have a stockpile of grenade, whatever they have. They have it. They have it in quantum. And we are telling our people to come up with their defense fund, contribute, be part of what we are doing to defend our land. None of them is paying attention. It's very, very regrettable. I am calling our people, both here in United Arab Emirates, a lot of them are there running around in the streets. They do not pay attention. They care about the measure they're getting from the business they are running around doing. It is so unfortunate. But I thank Chukwuebiamah that Chukwuebiamah is bringing the good Biafrans, people who are very keen and who are energized. We will do this work with you. I urge you to continue. And may Chukwuebiamah continue to bless you now and forevermore, because Biafra has come to stay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. Thank you very much. The caller on the line, can you hear me? They don't pay attention, do they? This type of people, I don't understand. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know what is happening to our people this morning. This lack of discipline is unbelievable. That is why we lost the war in the first place. Or something quite horrendous is happening. Calls are coming in from all over the world, but none of them is staying put. I don't know what exactly is happening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not at all. It is not working this evening. Not working at all. I don't know what is happening to the lines. I don't know. I don't know what is going on. I have no idea. The lines are coming in, but they are cutting. They come in, they ring for a few minutes, and they disappear. Let's try again and see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't know. Why can't you people speak immediately you answer the phone? Why must you wait for a few seconds before you speak? I'm trying to get the logic behind that. I can't. Terrible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director, can I hear you? Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Obinna also. I'm calling from Benue State, from Monitoreka government.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, you're welcome to the Biafra land. Director, I want to comment in the area of the 6.20 US dollar in the aircraft that I crashed at Adamawa or whatsoever. Director, that money is the money they want to hand over to the Boko Haram.
You think
that
so?
Yes, sir. They want to hand that money over to Boko Haram because they see that we are working for. They see that they can even use Boko Haram to fight us. That money is meant by Nigerian government to hand over to Boko Haram. That is just one, the thing that I want to comment.
I believe so. I believe that they were taking the loot to Boko Haram. Maybe it's part of their settlement with the Zoo government. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, Director, good evening. My name is Onyema. I'm calling from Switzerland. From
Onyema, who? What is your father's name?
Okay, Onyema, I'm from Amucha in Isunjaba, Olu Lokago, Olu LGA.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, first of all, I want to thank you, Chukwu Abiyama, for his journey mercy for your this thing to be in Biafra land.
Thank you.
May God be the glory.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just want to thank you and you and the Uche Mefo with Royman Mezu. I don't have much to say, just to say thank you for job well done.
Thank you.
You are very, very great man. We don't know we have someone like you up to now in a Biafra land. We are so happy for your work. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We are live to the whole world. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank God for your journey mercy to our capital city. And we we are highly delighted that you came to us. Many people are calling me, asking me, oh, this type of thing is happening. So we are very, very happy that you came to us. We are honored that you came and visited us. So I say, may Chukwu Abiyama always guide and protect you. More especially, give us Biafra. That is why I call to thank fellow Biafras who make it yesterday. And we go about around about and tell everybody that is within about what is happening. And we have been doing that now. We say, may all God Almighty grant us our heart desire. In the name of Chukwu Abiyama, we pray.
He say, thank you very much. Abba is now rocking. Abba is rocking. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Oh my goodness me, they are new to it. So when they call, they abandon everything else. And it's just playing as well. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, Director?
This is crazy this night. People don't, I don't understand this. I don't understand this at all. You pick up the line, you mention somebody, you say speak, and they don't say anything. I don't get it. I just don't.
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, this one is speaking from Malaysia.
One of you from Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, first of all, I want to thank God for George Mason.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Director, as a guy,
At all.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to greet by Simon Mason and Lucian Mefo and our brothers and sisters all over the world. And I want everybody to know that the time has arrived for us to go back to our home. Some people still doubting, and some people that are talking this. I pray they will understand, and we will see what God will do for us. Director, once again, I want to greet you. You're a powerful man. I don't think so. After you, we can have somebody like you again in this our generation. And I pray for you. I always pray for you. And we're still waiting for you from Malaysia to order us to come home because we are tired to be slaves in Malaysia. May God bless everyone.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. God bless you too. Thank you very much.
What will be the problem that we should not have the Biafra? The people of the Biafra, we need freedom. We need peace in the country. Look at how people carry our money, travel our blood, spending our money. We are here so far. There's no road. Travel to Akwa Ibom to Akwa Ibom. You will not see any good road. Travel to Port Harcourt. From LM to Port Harcourt. Come down to Oba. You will not see any road. Director, you travel to Enugu. There's no good road, Director. Director, we are tired of the country calling Nigeria zone. Director, we are ready now for the war. Thank you, Director. May God bless you for your good work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Director. You're welcome.
Thank you. I just went to the line and he was there. I just went to the line and I heard a voice. What can I do? I basically allowed them to finish what I was saying. But I agree in total. People are ready. Believe you me. People are ready down here. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Good evening.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Hello. Chukwa Biama Goziegi. Go ahead.
I listened to the Radio Biafra almost five months. But as you came to my land today, Enugu. I'm from Enugu, but I'm based in Benue State.
In Benue, okay.
Yes, my name is Chijoke. I'm from Nkano East.
Nkano people are very strong in this movement. Very, very strong. Yes. And I welcome you to this program.
We are not going back. We decide something, we determine something, we determine. We behave like I'm a Bakweka people also. So I would thank you for your effort and the thing that you are doing. May God give you glory, grant you all our wish. And thank you for every of your effort. And may God bless. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good afternoon, director.
And good evening from here. Yes, your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Chimezri. Now, I'm based in London, but I'm calling from U.S. Yeah, now, Houston, U.S. I'm now for a trip.
You went to Houston, USA. I suggest you contact Engineer Rania as well, because he's there. And it's afternoon in the USA now.
You know, Emmanuel, I spoke to you before about telling these people to have to vow a swear before they became director of anything.
Yes, it is you. It was your idea. Is that correct?
Yeah. So exactly. Now I'm calling. What I'm trying to say now is this. There is another thing that I would like if they can put it in place. We have universities in Biafra land. We need to go and meet some of the university the student in university. We need to mobilize them too. Can you hear me, director?
The world is hearing you. If I can't hear you, I will tell you. Sometimes I keep quiet when somebody's making a very valid point.
Yeah.
I seldom interrupt.
To meet university student union and speak to them. This is another people that can mobilize throughout the whole Biafra land. We need a heavy mobilized force to these people know so that they know we are not joking this time around. This is his first one. The second one, all the village meetings, towns meeting, we need a representative to talk to each of them. Because Nigerians, the zoo doesn't, they think that what we are doing now is a childish play. It's not a childish play. They will see that the force that will come to them, they cannot even withstand it. When I hear some people calling and telling about asking a stupid question, my heart will always burn here. I'm telling them, since after the war, they have been killing Igbos. Both everywhere, the whole zoo country, they are killing Igbos. And some of Igbos are not even annoying them, the rate they are killing Igbos. I think that Igbos are nothing. It's the time to tell them that Igbos are now coming up. We're going to teach Nigerians as a whole that we have this time of war front will not be like 1967.
Yes, go ahead.
We are going to hit door to door, post to post, so that they know that this time of warfare is not with warfare they fight without any brand. They will know that there's a brand behind Igbo and the Biafra land. These are all the things I want to contribute this afternoon. God bless you.
And God bless you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. This caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Onyeka Koli. Onyeka Koli from Semeneng in Austria.
From Austria. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I want to say I'm so happy for our director, Nani Kanu, and also I want to use this opportunity to tell our fellow dear friends, those who are not support of this movement, that they should support this movement. That we are tired of that country called Nigeria. We can't stay in Nigeria. I was born and brought up in the north. I know everything. We are not one at all. So I'm appealing to them to come out and support this clarion call. I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will give us that land that she with milk and honey. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? My goodness me. It's not working, is it? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Nkem Chukwunaya from London calling. I just want to say a little bit of just put my contribution about this defense fund. I know we're trying.
Go ahead. This line is not strong. It is not strong enough at all. Not strong enough. Not strong at all, at all, at all. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
How's life, sir?
Very well, thank you. We are working for our country. We are in Enugu. Please go ahead.
Yes. I want to commend you for the job well done.
Thank you. But first of all, start by giving us your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay, my name is Christian Ezugu.
Yes, Christian Ezugu. Where are you calling from?
Yes. I'm calling from Benue State, but I'm from Amala in the local government of Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes. I just want to commend you people. May God increase your elbows with a strong spirit so that this our land will come to be fulfillment.
You say?
Anybody that wants to miscounter this struggle that we are struggling for, God will really deal with the person seriously.
You say?
Yeah. So, hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Please continue. Don't wait for your voice to come through the listening device. Just continue. Please go ahead.
Okay, so we are in Benue State here, especially in Boko, where I'm residing now.
So
we are still gathering on behalf of this our country issue.
Yes.
But you know the situation. How they are dealing with us here. This is what we call Nigeria. So
what?
We are secretly dealing with all the matters. We are gathering together, planning for our nation, Biafra.
That is how it should be. That is how it should be.
Yeah.
We should gather in secret, plan it, come back here, of course, support what we are doing, come back here and help us in this very effort.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. For some reason, our Skype is all over the place. Let's try this other one. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They are no longer there. I have no idea what the hell is going on. The caller on Skype again, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, director. This is Chibueze Nze. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, first of all, I just want to thank God for granting you Johnny Mercy. And I pray that God will continue to guide and protect you throughout all your stay in Biafra land, in Jesus' name.
You say.
Director, I want to talk on the issue concerning some of our brothers in Dakar, Senegal here.
Go ahead. The line has failed again, hasn't it? It has failed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Our people don't get it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Once I pick your call, you must lower your listening device. Can you hear me? No. They're not paying attention, are they? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller
on.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Iba Longinus Chijoke.
And where do you come from?
I'm calling you from India.
From India. And where do
I come from? Biafra land. Hello? Can you hear me?
Where do you come from? Yes, I can hear you. Where do you come from?
I come from Oboro, Amuri. Hello?
I can hear you. Oh, Buramuri, where is that? Where is that? I can hear you.
Yeah. I come from Oburamuri in the Suluku government, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called because of the news. Our director, our command in chief, the chief command in Biafra land, told us about the missing of his vehicle. That is the reason why I called. I want to know the reason why the police people took his vehicle. Did they have any agreement or any meeting or any conversation or appointment that he, our director faced that make them to took his vehicle?
They did not. I think it's been stolen. They told me that the key to my vehicle was lost in the fire. The key was not in my bedroom. It was in the room that caught fire. They said my key caught fire and the remote could no longer work on the car. So how come they lied to me that my key caught fire is no longer there and the police still came and took my vehicle away? I think they have stolen it. Please go ahead.
Director, that has given me a very serious headache here in India. Director, I want to tell you, even the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 15 to 18, verse 12, 15 to 18 says that from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and people of violence is taking it by force. Director, I would like you to order us. I am ready to die for Biafra. The day I heard your voice, I say this is the savior of Biafra. And that is why that makes me to join the Biafra struggle here in India. And I used to pay my monthly dues and my defense fund. Because of this, Director, if you need me today or tomorrow, I am available for me to come back. Because this thing is getting out of hands. Our people is killing here and there like fish and dog. I don't know why our people are so daft that they cannot bring out money to defend their own fatherland. Is it when their brothers and sisters have been killed off that they will remember that land belongs to them for their own care? Look at all the top politicians in northern part of Nigeria has equipped themselves, telling us, imagine the Sanusa, whatever thing his name is, telling us that we have to equip ourselves.
Yes, and that is exactly what we are doing.
That is in another way telling us that they are already equipped themselves and they are waiting for us.
Of course.
And our people are there. I don't know the kind of calibers of people that we are in. Oh my God. Director, I am too. Oh my God. This is making me crazy. Director, if you want this car today and tomorrow, let us do something about it. And if it is to burn that police station, start police station.
It is not the police. It is not the police. Because police doesn't know my car is there. The police doesn't know the car is mine. The people that stole my car from our office at Enugu, I don't know why they put my car or what they're doing with it. If they have sold it, only heaven knows. The mistake that they have made.
I guess that is a setup.
It's not a setup. This is just lies. People lie. I don't lie. I need my car back. People will start talking rubbish. I need my car back as soon as possible. I have no business with Nigerian police. Anybody with Nigerian police, that is your business. It doesn't bother me. I need my car back wherever they put it. Simple.
Exactly. Secondly, I want to know the reason why so-called our governor in Imo State, Rochas Okorocha, has never said anything about the killing, about the Hausa people coming to our land to stab our brother. Why the Rochas, why Rochas cannot talk about this issue and treat it in a way that it will be a peaceful way? Because he is the father of those people. And that is why these people have the impetus to be killing us, even in their own state, and also in our own state. That means we don't have any background. We don't have any background because we cannot defend ourselves anymore. Those people we put on the seat, they are the Hausa Fulani and the Boko Harams. Why they cannot speak for us? And we are there calling them governors. The youth, you know, can't them kill the Rochas himself, burn his office? What are they waiting for? This is the time for them to act, for them to act. I am too upset tonight to hear about this stab. That an Hausa, a fool, stab our brother. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us and we are legally bound to take their calls. We must take their calls. We also have another caller on this very line. Let us see who is there. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the number ending with 9976. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone on +44208133996. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Director from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, my name is Chukwueze Kanyang. I'm calling from
the camera. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is a caller on the phone on +47912. Can you hear me? No, they're not saying anything. I have no idea what in the name of heaven is going on. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you are.
Yeah. Well, my name is Tadem Aikenna, calling from United Arab Emirates, Dubai.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for your good work this evening and for everything that you have done, you know. But everybody was very, I will say everybody, what I mean everybody, was very, very upset to hear about this stupid thing that is happening already. I can't see how...
Yes, we've lost him.
Already youth, they will stand there and watch these guys to kill our people in our own land. You know, it's quite upset, honestly. I don't know. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello, Director?
I can hear you.
As by this time, members have said, Director, we have preached this gospel enough. We have talked too much on this platform. We need to do something. What I mean something. Something really that Nigerians will know that we are existing. Honestly, these people that have touched our tiger tail, they have provoked us, honestly. We have to do something about this. You understand? We cannot just be watching them, killing our people, raping our mothers, and God, the God to come and stamp our own people in our own land. It's something quite upsetting, honestly. I don't know. And our people, I don't know, even our people here in United Arab Emirates are so selfish that we'll be telling you about Biafra, you'll be neglecting it for what? We are just following Hausa people, Yoruba, Sodigaki, following them, carrying their bags here in Dubai, serving them. They are here busy buying house in Burj Arab, Burj Dubai, and Abu Dhabi, gotten towers everywhere, using our money. It's God that made that helicopter that was shot down today to be down. They want to go and give it to Boko Haram people that they will use it and buy the ammunition. But God, in his infinite mercy, just brought that thing down to show them that the God of Chukwu Abiyama is with us. Honestly, if you tell me that aeroplane just crashed or burned, no. It's God's work. I can assure you that. So, Director, I want to once again welcome you to Enugu and everybody on the ground there with you. For those people that is threatening you, opening their filthy mouths, talking a lot of nonsense, think that they can threat you.
I'm home. They can't do nothing.
They are digging, director, they are digging their graves.
Of course,
I'm not
they
sure
are idiots. What can they do?
They are digging their graves. They will see their death in their own eyes. If care is not taken, it will start from their family. For those one that is having meeting in January, planning against you, even here, they think that you don't know. They don't know that you are a very, very mysterious man, honestly.
I know everything. I know all that they do and say. Everything that they do and say, I know about it, and they will be surprised. And I'm at Yokunandum. Come on, Echoramoku. Ask her what's Rika, and he will tell you, I will pursue you. What I have done to him is only the first part of a two-part approach that I have against him. By the time I finish with him, as I told you, mark it down somewhere. Udelegeriosia. Vultures will eat his flesh. Mark my words somewhere. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do this very work, and you will continue to call us. We will continue to take your call. We cannot lie or deceive our people. We are here honestly pursuing this very effort. Oh, Wendy Nezuoshi, there are some people who are very, very bad within them. They are terrible people. They had very dubious upbringing. They are very hungry. They come from very wretched, wretched gutter backgrounds. Some of them may have dabbled into one form of fraud or another. It didn't quite work out for them. I don't know. But as for me, I have never done any of those things. Therefore, I don't know what it means to be cynical. That is how you know people. I don't doubt anybody. I trust so easily because I have nothing evil in my heart. So I have to trust everything that comes around me. That's the way I am. People are very bad, I know that. Some Igbo people especially, I know that too. But that info, I'm in Enugu now, in our capital. I've been to the cenotaph to pray. Destroyed, yes. Damaged, yes. I still went to that holy land to go and pray. The devil may try, but they cannot prevail over the gates of heaven. Impossible. You want to be like us, you will fall into a ditch. Very miserable and as painfully and as poverty stricken as you came. Sad, sad people. Hello, this director. Is Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Akachukwu Chinedu. I'm calling from Malaysia, sir.
From Malaysia? I don't know what to say anymore. Yes, please continue about Malaysia. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir, please, I've been trying to call this line, Radio Biafra, for over a month now, but I couldn't get opportunity.
I get over a thousand missed calls. Please go ahead. I get over 1,000 missed calls every day. Please go ahead.
So about your car, I am accusing one person, that guy that came from Malaysia, that traveled from Malaysia to Nigeria, that I've been sharing all voice message, all we are in Malaysia here. I send that message to Radio Biafra. I send it to our director here, our coordinator here, Obilo. I accuse him because in his message, he made us know that as soon as you arrive in Nigeria, he's going to make some trouble. I accuse him. He's the one that knows where that car is. I know he has been trying because you know he can't do anything to you. That's why he went and took your car. I accuse him personally. I accuse him that he's the one that will answer that car. That's illiterate army. He said that he has a shop in Malaysia here. I've been threatening to know where his shop is. That restaurant you opened in Malaysia, we couldn't find it. According to our coordinator here, when I asked a question about him, he made me to understand that even the shoe, the trouser he wear, that he's wearing in Nigeria now, was bought by our money we contribute here in Malaysia.
And that is why, that is why Malaysia cannot pay their monthly dues. The Malaysia sent back to me hungry criminals who cannot feed themselves. They have stolen my car. All the people at our office were lying to me that the key to my car got burnt. Not tomorrow they will say, brother, sister, that's rubbish. They have stolen my car. If you know them, tell them to bring back my car to our office. They are criminals. I'm not here to feed hungry vagabonds.
I accuse him for one important reason. The voice method he has been, he and Ikechukwu has been sharing on phone on WhatsApp to us. When you listen to that message, he said that he joined a Nigerian military in 2007. He has already served and he came to Malaysia and opened a restaurant. We found out that he's a hungry man in Malaysia. The shoe he's wearing in Nigeria that was bought with our money. The flight ticket, everything he was using in Nigeria now, was bought with the money we contributed in Malaysia. That man is just an empty car making noise. I know he knows what happened to that car. He thought that when he come back to Nigeria, he will be able to get something or recover or what has been searching for all his life in the money we are contributing in Biafra. Because we'll be able to give him support from Malaysia here. He expected such a thing to happen in Nigeria when he come to our headquarters. Maybe you will give him the opportunity, every month you give him 1 million naira.
They called me and asked me, I don't want to mention their names because they're relevant. They called me and asked me for 1 million. And I said, I will not give you any money. They said, I want to go and build a camp. So I said, I won't give you any money.
You see?
I don't know what you have done. How can I just give you money? Go and tell the whole of Malaysia is responsible for this nonsense. The whole of Malaysia is responsible for this rubbish. You sent me criminals that stole my car. They must return my car. Anybody that knows them, not when it starts, they will start saying, oh, director, why are you doing this? They must return my car. They have to. I bought them a car each. They must return my car to me. They must return it. I am not asking them to give me back the car that belongs to Biafran people. They can keep their respective cars. My own must be returned. These are born liars. I said to them, where is my car? They said the key was burnt in the fire. Ndiyoshin and them are poverty-stricken people. And then you stole my car. Some of the police is okay. Give me the police station. Give me the policeman's name. I will go there tomorrow. I will go there. If I don't go there, you know I'm a bastard. I will go there tomorrow. Ndiyara and Ndiyoshi, you have come to Biafra to steal cars. That's what you have come to do. You want to steal my car and tell me police took it. Did they climb the wall? How did they open the gate? How did they start the car? You told me my key was burnt. There is no key to open my car. How did they take the vehicle? How? Ndiyoshi, you want to do Biafra? You, because you're a criminal. I am not. And can never be. You have all been exposed for who you are. Hungry vagabonds. Please go ahead. I think that we may have lost him. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Yemakwande, how will you go and tell them? Go and tell them to return my car. And I'm at Yokunandum. The zoo started killing our people before I went after them. Go and leave my car where it was. I will come to the office and take it myself. You can't steal my car. You cannot steal it. I am saying it now that the entire Biafran family will hear it all over the world. And I'm a Zoshi. People don't steal from me. I gave them a car. Each person, they have a car. You cannot steal from me. You can't steal my car. Hungry idiot sent to me by Malaysia. Malaysia will buy me a new car. Malaysia will buy me a new car or will dissolve Malaysia completely for sending such idiots to me. I will dissolve Malaysia overnight. They should try me and see. Malaysia will buy me a car. They must understand that very, very clearly. This is madness. Pure madness. Can no sense in here. There was no screening in Malaysia. These vagabonds were not screened properly. They weren't screened properly at all. They came back home to engage in criminality. Oh, didn't they was capable? They make them stop a male kidnapping. Idiots, that is why Biafran struggle is at a standstill today before we came. Or before Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come. Or else you start stealing, as it was recorded. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, director. You are talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, sir, director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Oku Chukwu Nwachineke.
Oku Chukwu Nwachineke, go ahead.
Yeah?
Go ahead, I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, give me this opportunity to thank you, to greet my brothers. Hello, director. I'm not on the news. I'm just want to ask some question to get a number for this all this our engineer for satellite, and how to come and see you in our office and stay in the studio for live broadcast.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Enugu.
Oh, yes, yes. Did we speak earlier today?
Yeah?
Were you the one that rang me earlier today?
Yeah, but nobody answered my call.
Okay, I missed your call. After this, please, can you send me a text message, please? Your name and a contact telephone number, if you may, please. So that we can talk, meet up, and then have a live broadcast together.
Oh, yes, yes, Director. We send it immediately after broadcast.
Do that immediately. May I see you, sir? And you will come and broadcast with me. This is Radio Biafra. We are here because we are live and direct, and humanity is listening. This is the only radio station that everybody wants to listen to. You should have seen Aba yesterday and what happened there. And see how excited people are. Today, Aba is on fire, literally on fire, because I was there. Because I was there on the ground. Mokoko. I went abroad to look for money to buy weapons. That's why I traveled abroad. Nothing more, nothing less. If not, I would have been stuck here. I went abroad to look for money to buy weapons. That was why I traveled. Mokoko. That was why I traveled. Insane people. I am here. And Chukwu Abiyama is also here. I have prayed. Because of that, I have been renewed. My belief in Biafra is unshakable. Unshakable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Clinton Ogosipu Okwe. I am calling from Otrupo in Benue State.
You're calling from Otrupo in Benue State. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. I got from Enugu State, the Benue local government.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I'm very sorry about what's happening with our people now. For your car, I believe that God will definitely arrest them one by one, and they will all be exposed for who they are. Whoever is against this struggle, is against God himself. And God will deal with them one by one by himself. So I want your mind to calm down. Let you don't have to be scared about what's happening. So, and also I've been trying to call, but if you want to know better, I can't catch up with the program and everything. So, but what I want to say to my fellow Biafrans all over the world is that we are in a big mess now. And all we can do is to unite, think as one, and find a way forward. I believe there are people who have these resources, and they are sleeping on it, and they don't want to come out. They don't want to do anything. So we can move as fast as possible. But because of their evil mind and because of their self-centeredness, you know, we are always interested in what we can eat and what we can have for ourselves. Not minding what tomorrow will result to. So, honestly, I'm happy to contribute my own opinion in this movement. But, Director, honestly, what is happening, even right now in Mexico, is very heartburning. Imagine even, like I'm telling you, in this place, the place for the hometown of the Senate President, David Mack. And here we don't even have a good day. Everybody is complaining. And even water to drink is a problem. And yet, we have a Senate President who is the number three man in the heat. So, even last year I was hearing that they burned the smuggling money out of his house and burning it. Man, the ones that have sold and have decayed. So, so many there is problem. And this is where they don't care about human beings, about life. They don't value life. They're only interested in what they can pile up for themselves, if they will die on it.
So, Daniel, I'm just confused on the whole thing that's happening. Why can't our people come out? Why can't we just do something? Well, maybe we have the things they can, that is something that they will keep, and they will keep eating. Money is not like that. It is something that we have to fight for, and we have to get it. Before we talk about enjoyment, they say take pain before pleasure. They don't understand. The rest of me, I'm happy to contribute my own hotel, and I'm ready to do anything provided I can bring that part to reality. If joining the force, I don't mind. I can join. I want to join the force. I want to join the force. I want to join what's happening. I don't want to be sitting down and be watching again. I want to join what's happening directly. I need a guide. I need something to. I want to really tag the force, part of the army force, and or anything. Just join the movement. Right? And begin to ask, begin to ask something. Right? And I'm sure every decision should be coming out in this way. I believe within a short while, you have enough, more than enough people. We have people everywhere, in the room, every year. And they are all finding money, making their own money, and they are trying to make business move. And not caring about what they are in. One day, a politician can just come and do something, and everybody is in trouble. And all your business, you are piling and piling, is all waste overnight. So, that's all. Continue the good work. And may God Almighty continue to strengthen you.
He said, thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear this. Kenneth Booker, caller from Bayelsa State.
From Bayelsa, please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I like your work. Since I get this satellite. So I see this Biafra of a team. I'm interested over it. So I like it for my grill in Anambra State. So I have no much thing to talk than to thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. We also have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please, and speak to me. Turn it down.
All right. Alright, let me move on. Director, can you hear me now?
I can hear you very well. It's you that has been wasting time to speak. Go ahead and speak. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening. This is Chukwudeke. I'm calling from Dublin Island.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I want to say to those people who have been supporting this vagabond, this idiot that came back from Malaysia, and some of his cohorts, like those who claim to be important women above other women, they should now see what they are, those people they have entrusted so much, what the damage they have caused.
They came to steal.
After somebody come back from,
to steal my car.
Yeah, come back from abroad. You said you come back from Malaysia. Malaysian people paid for your tickets. You're coming back home. You that have been there, talked for you. They paid your money coming back. Then you came back. The car given to you to use to run around. You sold out, and now you have gone as far as selling a car for survival. These are the kind of idiots that we need to start dealing with immediately. That guy is Kate Kwenyago, and let me tell you, and honestly, even Marita and the dog, one of those, right? They are all idiots. These people are not worth being part of us. In fact, I buy this your ideas now, never to forgive. They don't deserve forgiveness.
Thank you.
But I tell you, they don't deserve forgiveness.
Why would I forgive them? Why would you go and steal my car? What for? And you're claiming the Nigerian police was asking for me. They came to the house looking for me. How is that possible?
They started like you said that the car was gone in the car. The car you said it was gone in the house.
And now, my dear brother, hold on. Let me explain this to people. They went and set fire downstairs to where the computers were parked. They set it on fire with an accelerant. I know that very well. I sent people to investigate, and that was the finding that they gave to me. There is no block building in Enugu that has burnt in the last 10 years without an accelerant. If you like, place a candle at a socket this night. put your electricity on. A brick house do not burn, not in the zoo, unless the fire is set up or set off deliberately. They burnt it down. My key is normally upstairs. My key is in my bedroom. I said to them, where is my key? Because they told me they jumped from upstairs and fell on top of my car and damaged it. And I said, okay, that is fine. Go to hospital. You have come back from hospital, which I gave money for. Now you are back from the hospital. Can we fix my car? Where is my car? I need it when I come back.
These women are causing problems because of them. Writing rubbish on Facebook. You understand me? Writing all sorts of rubbish on Facebook, claiming that they are Biafran Guinea women. Look at Ikechukwu, look at that idiot, the other one called himself a soldier. What is very tiny, ugly, and haggard looking idiot. I have him as a friend on my Facebook.
That idiot.
You understand me?
I'm in Enugu anyway. They will see something else in the
phone. I really hope our people, they have seen the truth. They have known the truth. Let them come out. Let them come out and know, and let us deal with this if we want and for all.
Thank you, my dear brother. We can't waste our time on these people. They should continue stealing. That is all they can do. Is Woshi. Grown up people stealing. Nobody can come and say I stole from them. Why are you stealing my car? Agwoji. If you are hungry, you tell the people that sent you to feed you. Hungry people. Ndi Agwoji. Ibrumo moto mre. How many vehicles do you have? How many? It was 5 before our brother took his. 5 vehicles. Any day, maybe you'll be too hungry. You have nothing to eat. You say, that is Nnamdi Kanu. Go and arrest him or kill him or whatever and give me my money. Let me run away. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, go ahead. Your name and where you are?
My name is Ifoma Linda Chimoba. And I'm calling from Malmo City, Sweden.
Go ahead.
Yes. I must say that you have to, you know, take it easy because these people are devil. They just try to, you know, tempt us by stealing your car. But there's a way we should follow them. Let us use what they call quiet technique. And we must overcome. Even people, if you want a car, people will even send you car. From abroad here.
No, only okay. Malaysia Gazimota. I swear to God in heaven, Malaysia will buy me a car. They will replace my car like for like. They will buy me the same car, the same color, Malaysia Gazimota. Or else I'll disband Malaysia. I will disband them. God knows I'll disband them. As much as I love them, I will disband them. Can nonsense in here. What type of criminals are these? Huh? Hungry, wretched people. Who are these people?
They are just tempting you. They are enemies and they want to distract our movement. But it cannot work for them. You see? And they are hearing my voice today. But they don't even have a very nice way of doing something wrong. That this example that they did is a very wrong type. It shows how poor they are. But I want to start by greeting everybody, the listeners that are listening all over the world, friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom, people who are already in the Biafra and receiving you wherever you have visited this period that you have traveled. We say thank you to what the whole good job that they are doing to you. And I must talk about our coordinators in Sweden here. We have new coordinators in the Stockholm and Gothenburg, Nnamdi Oka and Benjamin Okeke, also known as Emil, and coordinator in Malmo City here, Benjamin Onyedikachi, is a very nice man. And the topic regarding the Lamido Sanusi, you know, I think he was the one who said that we should get ready for the war, arm ourselves against Boko Haram.
That's correct.
Yeah, because he has finished stealing the money from the Central Bank of Nigeria and now they have fixed him this masquerade of a title. And now he is using the money, he has already used the money to equip their people And today he's announcing that Nigerians should be ready to, you know, equip themselves against Boko Haram. Who are the Boko Haram and who are the Nigerians? I want to advise our people to please get prepared. The Senegal people that you have talked to, they should organize themselves very well, because we have to do things very fast before it becomes too late.
Of course.
And organize yourself, yeah. Because this shows that the Northerners are ready for whatever that will come out. They know that Nigeria is an expired country. From every ramification, it has ended. Soon it will become history.
Of course.
So, but before we go into action, what about, don't we need people like doctors and nurses?
We have them here in abundance. Plenty of them.
Yeah. We should also talk to our nurses in Biafra land too.
Yes, we have them. There are nurses here. We have them here. There are nurses here and doctors here.
Yes, that will take care of our military and
of course,
people.
Of course.
Yeah, it is very important. So let's not talk about the car issue. They just want to distract our discussion today and our forward movement. Please.
Okay. If you say so. Okay, no problem. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyway, maybe sometimes we listen. You need to listen to that. There's a caller from China. Stay where you are. The caller from China. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. I'm from China.
From China, please go ahead. No. Okay. The line is not clear. I am moving over to the caller on +31. I don't know where they're calling us from. The caller from +31. Give us your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone, +44208133996. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, Director, this is Chukwu Ojimba, calling from Amsterdam, the coordinator.
The coordinator for Amsterdam, please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, my Director, thank you for every work and your patience. I love that. I know what I'm hearing here, calling every day is not the good thing for me. We're talking of what we can do to save our country. But I get so much sad. I get sad and angry badly. This thing I hear this season. Director, I want to chip this thing in. It's the time that everybody that comes to this organization of freedom fighter, IOPB, have to bring his photo and the passport. Is it possible to complete everybody? Hands of print. Because for all these things, it's bullshit. I don't like this call. Why can somebody, you know that you're not want to do anything, if you want to be an armed robber, you go to start armed robber in Nigeria, not to come and rob. And we know a lot of people will die before this Biafra issue. We know. Because we cannot take this. I cannot take this. If you want to, I can say I can donate car to you to go and call you to come and give you car, but I hear what he said. He said, Manasseh, I must buy the car. But if he wants car, I will avoid, will tell a car. But I'm tired of speech. I'm tired of this kind of talk. When people are busy to contribute money to go and fight, and people are there teaching one thing and one more, and eating, stealing. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what. I'm short of talk. I don't know what to talk. But I'm so sad. I just want to end my view and to let those people that did this, that Chukwu Abiyama will never let them free. They will never go scot free. From this day, the top person, they will start to die one by one and go. In Jesus' name.
He said, I wish this people can just, you can do whatever you want to do. Don't steal my property. Do whatever you want to do, or the property of Biafrans, which is under my custody. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, this is Benjamin Dukubo Kereke from Ubelem Widi and Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I am the zonal coordinator of Leeds in West Yorkshire in UK.
Thank you.
Director, the reason why I called is let your anger be mellowed. Please don't let anybody distract you. I just want you to stop been, you know, talk about this car now, and let's work on the ground. Don't let people come to know your anger so much. Please, my brother, if it's for the car, we'll rally up and send you a car. We'll do that. But please, just, I want you to handle it maturely, and let's move forward and plan what we are planning and what we have at hand at this moment. Please, director, this is a mere distraction. Their plans to do whatever they want to do, but they will never get you and they will never get us. Please, brother, I beg, I'm on my knees begging you. Just and also the Malaysian people, director, that it might be a mistake. They did not know him very well. Please pardon them for now. Please, I am just begging you, with the name of God, with the name of Chukwu Abiyama, pardon them and just have mercy. Tender justice with mercy for now. Please, I'm just pleading. Please, I'm on my knees as your best friend, as your brother, as everything, asking you to calm down. Please.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madabura. Thank you. Thank you very much, Benjamin. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me from Sweden on Viber, I presume? Is that correct?
Yes. I can hear you, director.
Please go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Tocho. Calling from Sweden. I'm from Anambra. Agwataloka government, to be precise.
Go ahead.
I just hear something about the car this evening now, like, you know, it just like it's about to take on in our program, but like God is not going to let that, because it's devil is using he's using them to work, but we are going to overcome them in any way. If it's that we're going to take them away to get what we want, we do that. So in any way we're going to do that, but we shouldn't let it take over our struggle today and Radio Biafra. So
anyway. Okay, thank you very much for that. Thank you for the advice. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Our effort is ongoing. Today, Hausa Fulani people launched a preemptive attack against our people at Owerri. Rocha Sokrocha has been importing all these people, these vagabonds, been bringing them in. They don't hear come, they don't hear go. All they hear is open fire, and they are all over the place. Some of the lesser ones are armed with their knives, and they have come to kill us in our own backyard. And as the barrister alluded to, they did what they are supposed to do as Owerri people, and they tried to fight back. And all their armies from Obin's barracks mobilized against our people. And this has been ongoing for some time now, but presumably things have just calmed down this very evening. And this is Radio Biafra. We must go ahead. We must forge ahead in truth and honesty to continue this ceaseless propagation of this very gospel that will restore the kingdom of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, to this earth. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is a caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. Can
hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
I'm calling from Abasunde Ikech Kumaruko.
Thank you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Director, I really appreciate what you did for us. You really crowned us greatly.
Thank you. So how is Aba now? Are they rocking? Is Aba rocking at home? Are they?
They are coming up. People, I was telling today, they say that if I do my inform them time, they could have been there. I said, so I call your phone. Your phone was not going. So everybody wanted to embrace the struggle.
That's very good.
So, Chineke, do you go away, man?
He said.
In the Malaysia, and they are now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. The line just... I'm having here message our line. I have no idea. That's not on the SSS. Is it SARS or whoever? Police came looking for me at my own office. Oh, God. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Chile Kayan. Like I said before, I am calling from China, and I have some Amari in the East Local Government area of Imo State.
Let's go ahead.
Director, I'm happy that you are not in Biafra land.
I'm at Enugu, the capital. I've been to Tenerife to pray.
Director,
I have also prayed to God here. Go ahead.
I'm happy to hear that. Director, there's something that has been disturbing me. I want to give you this.
Let's go ahead.
Based on the news today, you can see that the Boko Haram people are ready for us. And Director, I beg you that you, the issue of this car of the day shouldn't distract what we are doing. I think there are some things that need to be treated off air, you know. Not everything that you can, you don't need to respond to everything publicly. There are some things you can respond off air, understand? Because we need a lot of, we have something more important to do than this kind of a thing. I mean, this is just straight off, like, not helpful, you know. We are expecting to hear some action. You know, remember you promised us that, was it on 3rd of November, you said that by in the next 11 days, that we are going to see what will happen. And I'm still waiting to see that.
Is it up to 11 days now?
11 day of that,
When is 11 today?
Yeah.
Sorry?
That was, you made the announcement, you made the announcement on 3rd or 4th of November. And today is 17. And we are expecting to hear something to bring the people up. I told you what we are passing through here.
I'm in Enugu. Hang on a second, my dear brother. I am in Enugu. It's a good thing you reminded me. I am in Enugu. I have come in here. And you will see what will happen. Just keep listening to Radio Biafra. Watch and see. You see, I want to explain something. Hold on. Let me explain something to you so you understand. I am not Owazurike. Everything I do is long-lasting. I don't print passports.
Okay.
I do not fabricate news.
Yes.
I don't make any wild and exaggerated claims. Everything I have said I'm going to do, I have always done it. Everything bar none, I have done all of them. Nobody can say that in this very effort of ours. If I ask you that something will happen, invariably something always happens. I am in Enugu today, my capital, the place that people fought and died for. The place of our cenotaph, I have been there to go and pray and have done so. I am not here to pander to the whims and caprices of people. I don't believe in stunt. Anything I do is everlasting, not stunt. I don't do stunt. Never. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Goodness me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I call you. Yes.
Give us your name and where you are, please. We are at Enugu in Biafra.
Okay. My name is Okori Abwe. I'm calling from capital of Zoo.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm calling is this is the first time I'm calling. I've been listening to Radio Biafra. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. Says the world. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm hearing you. My name is Okoro Abai. I'm calling from capital of Zulu. Sir, I've been listening to Radio Biafra. I've been sending the message to my friends. From the beginning of my talk member, I'm a member of my talk. A lot of my friends, some of them have been killed. Some have survived. What I want to say is, any action is ready. But please, I'm ready. I know how to produce a lot of things. Once you are ready, let me know.
What do you mean? I'm at Enugu. Where else will I be?
I have a lot of friends.
You produce a lot of things. So we start action.
Yes,
hang on a second. And I'm going to build action. Then when the action is going on, you come back and do something.
Can I call you? It's not something we talk on air.
Now you are talking. You come down. I'm at Enugu. What else are you doing in Lagos? You come down to Enugu, I'm here. If there's anything you can manufacture for your country, you manufacture it. And you were now on Rosibo Zibo. Not when we start, then you do something. It doesn't make sense to me. If you are serious, you leave Lagos and come to Enugu tomorrow. Come to Enugu tomorrow and tell me what you can do for your country. Come down here. Anything you have to manufacture, manufacture it here. And then we go to work with it. We are serious and I'm here. We are here to get Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay,
let's talk after the program. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone from Germany is 49. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. They cannot hear me. The one on Skype, can you hear me?
Zeleta, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Confirm your name and where you are, if you may.
I am okay, Gwim. I am I'm calling from India, director.
Go ahead, please.
And I hear from Omaka in Njabelgi, Imo State.
Go ahead.
So, director, I thank God who made it possible for you to travel from Aba to Enugu this moment, our capital. I bless God and also pray that God will also lead you because nothing will happen to you. You are a righteous man, like I would say.
If anything were to happen to me here at Enugu, our men, they know what, let me finish, they know what to do. Sullivan Chime and his family will go down. The commissioner of police and the family, the children should be killed. Everybody at our office should be killed. I don't want anybody to come to look for me. If I am arrested, do not place any bond for me. You burn down the police station. You will kill everybody that is in there. You must understand this is freedom fighting. I have come to fight for my country. If I have to die, then so be it. I don't give a damn. They must understand this and how serious I am. Nobody should look for me. If anything happens to me at Enugu, I have told them what to do and they will do it. They will know how serious we are then. They think we are joking. They are mad. They are very, very mad. We will burn this place down. It's a promise and a pledge. Please go ahead.
Director, you are really shaking the foundation of Nigeria, and I pray that very soon the evil edifice will fall down.
Of course it will. Why shouldn't it fall?
Yes.
We are the children of God. Why shouldn't it fall?
There is nothing to consider Nigeria for. Every Biafran man should understand it that nothing we are benefiting from Nigeria, and Nigeria is not for us. So we should all get ready and prepare ourselves because the ball is now on our court. Especially, I must thank the people of Aba the way they turned up. Although I know Aba people, if we should get Aba people in this particular struggle, I know we'll proceed without even.
We have them already.
And I also suggest
we have them. Their leaders came to see me this morning.
Should as well join this struggle, Bakassi entirely, because they are still irrelevant in this particular struggle. Not fighting the just people. Bakassi people should also turn up to this particular struggle because they are now needed. This is the right time they are needed. So what I'm suggesting is that they should all turn out. They should all come out to this struggle in order for us to achieve our aims. Let us also achieve our nation, that is Biafra. And again, I also call on the Biafrans worldwide to even call their respective villages and their towns, remind their people so as to enable everybody to come out because everything has been, the handwriting is now on the wall. These people want us to go and prepare and get our nation. It's God that is blinding their eyes, doing what is wrong, different things that is wrong. They don't even know what they are doing any longer. So what I'm saying now is that our people should wake up. Our people should wake up. People should wake up. People should be gingered. People should not be in their. People should not be relaxed, forgetting that we are being captivated by the Hausa Fulani people. Not everything is coming from our land, but we are not benefiting anything. All of us run abroad. Nothing is happening in our homes. Nothing ever is happening. We are all abroad. Scavenging is wrong. So this is the right time, and there's no other time than now. That is what I'm saying, Director. And again, I also want to use this opportunity to thank our people in the North Delhi zone who have been turning up to our meetings. And I also urge them, or maybe others who have not been coming out, to still come out, because everybody has seen everything, things happening. Nobody is exceptional, because if it is happening, it must affect one of your members, or maybe members of your family. So this is the right time for everybody to come out to enable us to get our nation Biafra. So, Director, I also pray that Chukwu Abiamah will guide and protect you, give you the adequate wisdom to take care of this struggle. But I also urge you to calm down regarding to what the last, maybe third last caller said. I concur with what he said. He said that you should calm down while Malaysia should know what to do. And again, I suggest that any person who, or group of people, or zone, who want to send any person home to you, must scrutinize that person very well, or even go into maybe a kind of signing a kind of guarantee for that person. Because if you don't know any person very well, do not send him home for maybe some certain reasons. Because this is freedom fighting. It's not supposed to maybe permit somebody who has a questionable character to be sent home. He may commit one or two things. So that's what I'm suggesting, Director. God must bless you and give you the wisdom to carry on to lead us to our promised land. Thank you, Director. And God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. We have callers all over the place. The ones on Skype, stay where you are. And I can see you, remain where you are. The caller on radio, Biafra, stay where you are. I am going to the line, to the phone, to a caller from Italy. I know that for sure. Give us your name and where you are, and the exact city that you're in Italy, please.
I am Commander, the Chief of Armed Forces of the IPOB.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I greet you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My name is Amadeus Chukwumeke. By special request.
Go ahead.
By special request, the PRO, Kevin Chazen in Italy. Director, I thank you for joining us when to get along. But what I want to comment this evening is people calling, talking, saying, we need defense front to take action. Every coordinator, every zonal coordinator, every PRO, every zone, we need that money right now. What we are hearing from Owerri, that happened at Owerri, is not something that we just hear it like that and throw it away. Every Biafran all over the world, this is the right time for us to keep that money on the ground and let the action start rolling. Barreto is now on the ground. Barreto is now at home. Director is not at home. People saying, yeah, when will you go home? When will you start? No. Director is not at home. We need that money for us to start that action. We need that money, only that money. And those people who cannot come down home. Only what, in fact, Director, I'm saying this is the way that you will give me, what will I say, a checkpoint to the whole people coming down from Italy. Director, in fact, I don't know what to say. Some of the people here are good for nothing. Just good for nothing. If there is any way that the effort will come and I become 20 person at the same time, I'm out at the whole checking point, people coming from Italy, Director, in fact, I don't know what to say. I'm angry. Some people are here. No vision. So in fact, Director, I'm angry. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless this night.
You don't have to be. It's very, very upsetting. It is upsetting. Thank you very much for that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We had somebody on the phone, but they were too scared and they ran away. I saw they are from Germany. They will run away, of course they will. No amount of meetings against me will work, because all of you will die. I assure you, you will perish, all of you, one after the other. you held a meeting for me in Germany. Take a unoko, one after the other. Watch and see now. Watch and see. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my director.
Please go ahead.
Good evening. Humanity is listening.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, director. My name is Leonard Chukweloka Anemene. I hail from Amovia. I am actually calling from Trinidad and Tobago. By the grace of God, I am the coordinator of Trinidad and Tobago. My director, I called for one reason, and that reason is not so much what will take my time. I want to just send a message. You know it much more than I do. And that's why I said, let me just remind you, because I know you know that in what is happening around that place, I want you to realize that it's all part of the struggle. It's all part.
Yes. Anemone, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. And I don't know why that is the case. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. The one on the phone from Germany, can you hear me?
Am I talking to the director?
Yes, you are. Your name and where you are. Lower your system, please. Lower it.
Yeah.
I want you to realize.
My director.
Yes, please. Turn your system down or you turn it off, please. I can hear
my director.
Yes, please.
The leader of the lawyer and forces.
Your kind.
The lawyer, the leader.
No, the line is not connecting properly. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes,
hello?
Please, turn your system down. I can hear you also. Turn your system down if you can. Turn it down. This is Radio Biafra. Turn it down.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm calling from Brass Local Government. My name is Gabriel, and this morning I'm calling from Brass Local Government in Ezu.
Brass Local Government, please go ahead. That's in Bayelsa, is that correct?
Yeah, in Bayelsa State.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I want to thank God that I'm able to talk to the director. Because I think that this is my first time of communicating with you. I've been hearing about the station, but I'm not tuned it to any day, so... It happened as I traveled to Delta State, I think as of 2 days ago. That was when one of my friends introduced me about the station. So when I came back, I have to take it and started listening to what's going on. So I want to commend you, I want to tell you that you should try to keep it up, because what you are doing is a very nice job. I also pray that God should give you the enablement to, you know, to be able to see the work. I also pray for our people to really understand what you are doing. I also support you in a very good manner, to support you in a very big way, to support you in all the way they can be able to support. I also pray to God to remove something like the saboteurs, because that's what you are passing through, that's what you are facing. People that you are laughing with are not people that really laughing with us. So I pray for God to make us to achieve what we pray for. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. There are people calling us from Sweden, people calling us from all over the world, from Italy, from Germany, everywhere, from Trinidad and Tobago, from Austria, even from Brass in Bayelsa. People will call us because this is the only platform in the whole world that believes in the complete and absolute dissemination of this very gospel of the restoration of the full and unadulterated sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. I must welcome each and every one of you, especially those of them joining us for the very first time. I am trying to take this call. It's not going through. The one on the other Skype line, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, yes, my name is Emmanuel Naji from Okunano Enugu in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I called before, sir. I'm very perturbed and worried this evening about the incidents of those that have decided to steal your property, a property of a righteous person who is working fervently for his people. Director, I have a suggestion to make here. If my suggestion is not good, you can turn it down. Because of the incident that have been happening and those who are working tirelessly to sabotage our efforts, I suggest that if you deem it right and people of IPOB deem it right, we set up a secret assassination squad all over the world, wherever we exist. So that any of these idiots who find it interesting and find it pleasant to deal with us, we will deal to the person, we deal with the person in the same vein. So that any of them that tamper, that think that our quietness is our kindness is something they can take for granted, then we descend upon them secretly and we start dealing with them. And it will be a very good example for anyone who has anything in mind to act, so that they will stay clear of us. If you don't want to work with us, you stay clear. Stay clear from the struggle. That is my contribution. And the second thing, for the incident that happened in Owerri, the Biafran brother that killed the Hausa man, I consider him a hero. And everyone in Biafra land or anywhere should emulate the brave nature of that young man. He's a real Biafran. We should start dealing with these Hausa Fulani people. We should start killing them in our land. I consider the young man, I consider the Biafran man, a brave man. Thank you. And lastly, our meeting, general meeting in UAE, will be hosting this coming Friday. I'm using this opportunity to announce everybody. I know our people are listening here. They should come out en masse and join us and support what we're doing. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have a caller on the other Skype line as well. Can you hear me?
Hello, Darren. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Your hair is exceptional. Is it Kamara Sigo? Your own is still full. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you this evening, and I'm so much delighted to have you in our Biafra land.
Please turn your system down. Turn it down, please. It's interfering. Turn it down, and then you proceed. Turn it down.
Director, can you hear me now?
I can hear you clearly. Please proceed.
Yes, I'm Emmanuel Ugochukwu from Istanbul, Turkey, precisely.
Yes.
Yes, we spoke last time, and you told me that you connect me to one of our Biafran friends here. And since then, I've not heard from you because you told me that you inboxed me his Skype ID.
That is correct. Did I send that to you?
No.
Which part of Turkey are you in?
Istanbul.
In Istanbul.
Yes.
Istanbul is not very active from what we know and have heard. So the part of Istanbul that you are in, you can start coordinating today. Have you taken your oath? Have you taken an oath of office?
No, Director, there was a particular time my friend spoke with you and you gave us a number and we tried that number. It's not going.
That is what I'm saying. If the number is not going, you can start something where you are. I hate waiting for people to do something. I do something myself. Are you prepared to serve your country or not?
Director, I'm prepared.
Then you have my commission from this very minute. You are in Turkey. Emmanuel Otusoro Amechi in Israel, our overall Middle East representative, will contact you to swear you in. Are you going to do that or not? That's what I want to know. Yes or no?
No, Director, I'm ready. I even want to elaborate some certain things in Nigeria, precisely Abia State. What happened?
Turn your system down. I can still hear my voice at the background. Turn your system down if you can. Turn it down.
Okay, can you hear me now, Director?
I can hear you. There is a voice at the... Your listening device is playing. I can hear it. That's what I'm saying. And so is the whole world.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me, Director?
It's better. I can hear you. I have always been able to hear you. Turn your system down. That's all.
Director, I said I'm so much happy to have you in our Biafran land because a lot of people were arguing with me that our director cannot go to Biafran land. And I'm so much delighted to have you there, even mostly in Aba and now at Enugu. And Director, what you the news you read about T.A. Oji Teodoji, of the people he just appointed. Director, if you can remember vividly, 1999, when Oju Zokalo, the former governor, when he emerged as the governor, what he did, even the local government, even the autonomous communities he created, people will come up with a car worth 25,000 naira, and he will give them autonomous community different places. He created a lot of problems. But I'm so much happy today because what goes around comes around. If Theodore Oji can go to APSU and revoke his certificate, he made him handicapped, he cannot contest for any particular thing. I think that is the reward he gets. That is the reward he gets for putting Abia in that particular situation. And even Theodore Oji, all the things he's doing in Abia State, I believe that one day if our Biafran people can come up with this idea of encouraging this particular movement, I know that things will turn around, because that place has been a mess. Mostly about the other day, one of my friends, through this Skype, he was showing me a lot of places. That place is like a dump. Director, for me, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. And the director, I will also connect you to one of my friends, because I also did computer engineering. In Nigeria, we built a transmitter, and I strongly believe that transmitter is still there. I will connect you to my friend. He's good at that, because if this struggle, I know we need a lot of things. So in my own way and in my own little time, I would contribute a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Did you hear what I told you before you said what you said?
Yes.
Are you prepared to serve your country?
Director, I'm prepared.
Then listen very, very carefully to what I have to tell you. Because Emmanuel Otusoro Amechi will call you on Skype.
Okay.
This very evening, I will instruct the coordinator of every coordinator on this very earth, Engineer Clifford Iranian, to instruct the Middle East rep to swear you in this evening that you may serve your country. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Director.
That will happen in the next few minutes. So stay on your Skype and don't go away. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. That is how we do it sometimes. If you claim you have something to give to your country, you must volunteer yourself. First of all, people come to me every blessed day. They tell me they can do one thing or the other. Some of them we have invested in terms of encouraging them, in terms of their workshops and all the rest of it. And we hope that they come up with the goods and in good time as well. This is Radio Biafra. We make a promise and we keep to it. This place will burn. We are welcoming you from wherever you are, although we do have less than 10 minutes to go. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. And we are waiting for a caller from the United States of America. Very, very important. As soon as they can get through to us, the better. The caller on the phone, please tell me that you can hear me. Can you?
Yes, Director, can you promise you can hear me?
Yes, I promise I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. This is Michael Okorafor. I'm calling direct from Owerri.
Yes. Owerri people behave very well today. They attacked
me. My Director, what happened that I'm outside today is terrible. Today, I understand that Igbo people have decided to make sure that we actualize this country, this Biafra.
You see?
My people came out today in mass, and they make a wonderful thing that I can see today. My Director.
That is good.
So, what they did now is to call, they call their brothers at Obrinzi to come and rescue them. So, my brother, you see, I told you last time that Anahabaka are thinking about. Please, send us ammunition. Nigeria now is divided. We are divided completely. We need arms here, please.
But we
please. We need arms. We need arms. What I saw today with my two eyes, if we have arms today, honestly speaking, there will be nothing like Nigeria here again.
I know so.
I'm telling you.
I know so. So please. You know that I am led by the spirit. I do anything I'm directed to do in spirit. When the time comes, I have seen so many men, so many boys, even from the zoo police, from the zoo army. So many of them. When I say to the world that we will burn this place down, we will burn it down. I said I was coming to Enugu. Oh, why do you? And I say what I'm going to do so that when I do it, you will know. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Krafa. Please go ahead.
I'm advising my brothers in the north. Let them come home. The time now is at hand. Let them come home, please. Let them come home. Our brothers in the north, please, everybody who is hearing me this night, come home. Come home. And I have a coach in Tenari. This is the last thing I want to inform them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. And this is Radio Biafra. People call us and we take their calls. That is what we do. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The one on the other Skype, stay where you are. Can you hear me? Patrick, can you hear me? Patrick, can you hear me? I don't think they can they? Patrick, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Now I can hear you. Please go ahead. Confirm your full name and where you're calling us from, please.
Good evening. My name is Patrick Ejulu. I'm calling from Heidelberg, Germany.
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Thank you. I happen to be the coordinator in Mannheim and Heidelberg.
Thank you very much.
Also, the spokesman of Indigenous People of Biafra Fundraise in Germany.
Go ahead.
I am using this opportunity to appeal my fellow coordinators in Germany and assure them and tell them that our mission is now about to kick off. I would like to ask every coordinator in Germany to make sure you pay your monthly dues before 5th of December, each and every month. When this battle will kick off, the monthly dues must not set us back. Nigeria are hoping that they can be able to stop Biafra once again as they do in 1967. And I'm making this to be clear to Nigerian government as well as the people of the northern part of Nigeria. What happened in 1967 will no longer repeat anymore. Today, the citizens of Biafra around the world have made it to be clear that enough is enough. And based on what is going on at Owerri today, where I come from, I'm strongly believe the people of Owerri must react. And the time is up to we being the Biafrans sitting in around the world, all over the world, to come out. You have two things in mind. Neither you support this battle by finance, or you prepare to go to Biafra on the battlefield. Failing to compromise in one of these obligations, you completely be an enemy to the Biafra, as long as you're a Biafran citizen. Those who are waiting until when the battle will finish before they come down home, they are making a lot of mistakes. The chance is on the victory is on our side, and we have to act. The government of Nigeria must know exactly our mission. We want Biafra. I'm failing to give us this Biafra, then the fire behind us will go as well. This is why when we kick off with this mission, we have no chance. We have no choice. The only thing I am appealing to my fellow coordinators in Germany here now is to make sure the monthly dues, we must not ask about this monthly dues when this battle is on the way. Because that's the only where I believe they can be able to come into us. But if we can be able to come up with our full force, with our monthly due to support the people in the battlefield, then we must give Nigerian government exactly what they want. I am making it to be clear on behalf of the national coordinator in Germany here today that every coordinator in Germany must make sure that your monthly dues have been paid before 10th of the month of December. This is how it is, and this is the only way we can be able to achieve the victory. It's on our side. 70% of this job have been completed by one man alone, Nnamdi Kanu. This is an man, the old man. And he have completely complete his own obligation. And you beating wherever you are around the world are waiting. When are you waiting? What are you waiting for? The water is already covering your head. Your cities have been completely sealed and covered by the completely people who cannot even speak your language. And when you speak to them on the street and tell them about Biafra, some of them ignore what they have been talking about. I wish you all the best, my good director. And I promise you, the really Biafran people in Germany are with you. And we will continue sitting down, working together with you until we raise the flag of Biafra, which is already very close to stand up. Those who are not understand exactly this particular point, they are making a horrible mistake. One thing must be clear for the Nigerian government today. No human being can rescue the situation of Nigeria, neither by the Hausas or Yorubas, whoever they put, they feel that they can be able to put it in order. It's completely lies. Why the Nigerian government cannot allow the people of Biafra to go alone, to go by themselves? So since they don't want to give us this particular chance to go as God, to Almighty God created us to live like them, we have to get it in force. And any Biafra man sitting around the world believe that Biafra can come without fighting, the person is completely lies. We must get this, achieve this Biafra by fight. And the two things for every Biafra man, that neither you come out with defiance or you come out for battlefield. That's the only way we can achieve this goal. I'm looking forward, all my fellow coordinators here in Germany will cooperate. Or else you will come on the air, because you are the one setting the movement back as long as Germany consigned. I'm appealing to every one of them once again to come up, and those who don't want to come out, when time comes, they must definitely come out. Director Mechukwu Abiama, protect you, brother, and guide the whole entire village of Enebeku. You have traveled from one place to another place in that part of the world, but Almighty God will keep you and protect you. And you will live long. The Biafran flag, the Biafran people have already given the commander-in-chief of Biafran armed forces, and this must remain on you. We will be with you and work together with you until this Biafra come. Human being failing to leave, give us this Biafra, we must completely crush that person. Therefore, Director, I wish you all the best, and may Chukwu Abiama protect and guide the Biafran people all over the world. And thank you very much, and good night from Germany.
Thank you very much, and good night to you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. You are very kind, extremely kind. I am now going on to Skype. I have somebody on Skype, but in the characteristically unique manner of this very platform, I will ask her by telling us who she is and where she's calling from. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Rapid Response 68. You may proceed.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Margaret Iranya. I am the wife of Clifford Chukwuemeka Iranya. I'm calling from the United States of America.
Thank you very much. You did not give him the full compliment of his title. He is the coordinator of all coordinators all over the world.
Okay, thank you. I've been so excited from the beginning of the program when I heard you speaking from the Holy Land.
Yes.
I said, yes. I was so excited. And I said, I've been calling since that time. I have been calling. I've tried all possible means to get you. So I really, really, really am excited. And I thank God for how he has guided you and everybody that is involved in this struggle. Well, my husband, when he got the news, I said, it's not congratulations, but all I would say to him is, to whom much is given, much is expected. And all Biafrans, lovers of freedom and friends of Biafra, what we have on hand is more. Because when I put everything together with all the things that are happening, it's not even time to say congratulations. It's now time that we have to encourage ourselves. When I heard the news about what happened in Oweri or somewhere around Oweri, I was so furious. I said, when will this come to an end? When we, up there they kill us, back home they harass us. Why can't we continue living our lives like this? We cannot continue living like this, and something has to be done. I have to encourage all of us and say we are well able to go up and take the country. There are giants that will meet on our way, but God will surely give us victory. And the giants will come from any form and every shape, just like what you were lamenting about taking your vehicle. It's part of the giants, but we shall overcome. We have overcome many of them and will continue to overcome. All I encourage all Biafrans is hang in there, like Uche will say, keep on keeping on. And we are praying for director, principal officers, and everybody that God will give you that discerning spirit, that very wisdom to be incorruptible in a corrupt society. We'll continue to pray. And we'll match it with action, because faith without work is dead. Even the Bible says it. So our prayer has to be matched up with action. We have to help ourselves, because nobody else will do it for us. God will help us when we take a step. And I encourage everybody, as you hang in there, as you do your own little way, in your own little bit, the only thing that will weigh us down is backbiting. If we don't backbite, if somebody does something wrong, or if somebody is not there just because he wants to make a name, if he is corrected, he will take correction and we'll move on. If you are there for ulterior motive, when small thing happens, when there is a small distraction, you want to pull down everything that we've been building all these years. But how we know people that are there in their whole heart because they are disturbed about what is happening in our land is, even when you correct them, even when you kind of tongue lash them, they will sit back and let that freedom be the driving force. And we shall surely get there, God being on our side. Thank you, Director, and I pray God will give you good strength and wisdom. And all the friends and supporters of Biafra, God will help all of us too. Thank you. God bless you.
And God bless you
today
too.
And every day of your life. We appreciate all you're doing.
He said, thank you very much, my dear sister. I am humbled. I am short of words at your kind gesture, your kind words. And may Chukwu Abiama also sustain and keep you and your household. And may he continue to fortify our coordinator of all coordinators in all that he will do for his country. Because of what has happened before, my prayer now is very simple. Chukwu Abiama, the Lord of hosts, you will guide all these principal officers that the agents of darkness may not have a way into their thinking, their understanding, their soul, their resolve and determination to serve their country. May it not be jeopardized. That is all I pray for. My Lord and my God. This is Radio Biafra. The lines are still going crazy. There is somebody calling us from the UAE. I presume somebody calling from Sweden and from all parts of the world. But unfortunately, we have to come to the end of the program on a night when my car was reported was stolen by people we are asking to do Biafra with. Has remote knows. But Chukwa Biama knows best. I have listened to what our sister said from Sweden, and I shall act accordingly. I shall act accordingly. This is Radio Biafra. On a day I came here also and prayed at the very spot I said I will pray, that Chukwa Biama, you will grant me Johnny Mercies. I will come back to our cenotaph and I will pray and honor your name, because I will rebuild it. I will rebuild it. Because Biafra is my religion. Here is where I worship, because Chukwa Biama is God. Jehovah Nke Usuni Lenkendiaga, the beginning and the end, Maliten Ogwugwu. They say in Greek language, the Alpha and the Omega. It is because of Chukwa Biama that we are here. If not for his grace and his mercy, we wouldn't be here. Therefore, we will ceaselessly offer every praise to Chukwa Biama and ask that he will bless, sustain, keep each and every one of you listening, your families, all genuine and hardcore Biafrans, even my own brother Chika, who is in Indonesia. He knows who he is. The ring he gave me, I am still wearing it. I have not forgotten. And very soon you will see what we have done in your name. That this Radio Biafra will continually be under the blessing of the Most High God himself. That in the end, that his name will be praised, and that is why Biafra itself will be blessed. I thank you for listening. And from me here in our capital city, Enugu, it is simply good evening.